the scratchings, there are 15 of them. Race one is clear. Race two, take out three, Just With Him, nine, Autumn, 10, Sudden Wealth, and 13, Pygmy. 3, 9, 10, and 13. Race 4, take out 13, 14, and 15, the three emergencies. Race 5 at Kembla Grange, take out 1, Just Like Stratum, and 6, Ready, Set, Sing, 1 and 6. Race 6, take out 10, Cloud Watch, 12, Dolly's Due, and 15, Kinda Tangy. That's 10, 12, and 14. Race 7, take out number 6, Precocious, number 6. And race 8, number 5, Chicana, and 8, Judge Doom, 5 and 8. They're the scratchings there for the Kembla Grange program. As I say, it's fine. They're saying a partly cloudy day, but it's certainly, like here at Rose Hill, it's been a fine and sunny start down there. Now, Wagga races today have been called off with the rain, the continued rain that they've been getting around the Murrumbidgee, so that meeting is off. We've got a country program at Bowraville. It's Bowraville Cup Day today. It's fine and a good four, and the rail is true for that program. And there are just 8 scratchings for Bowraville. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3, take out the emergency number 11. Race 4, take out number 9, number 9. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, the scratchings are 8 and 11. And race 7, take out 5, 8, 12 and 14. 5, 8, 12 and 14. Robert Brandolini will be calling all the actions for the races from Bowraville, the first race just before 1 o'clock today. Let's move to the big Group 1 program down in Melbourne. They race at Caulfield. And I'll just get it back up here on my magic computer. I'll have to come up with a name of it, like Glenn Munsey with Larry. But let's check this information for Caulfield. We've got a fine sunny day down there. The track is a good 3. Penetrometer is 5.08. And the rail's in the true. Race 1, take out 8, Foreign Affair, number 8. Race 2, number 1, Sign Off, number 1. Race 3, take out 8, Pilote de Say, and 13, Wells. That's 8 and 13. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out 9, Sweet Sherry, and 11, Leote. So 9 and 11 out of the 1,000 guineas prelude. Race 6, number 5, Good Standing, 7, Throstle, and the emergency 17, Larrikin, and 18, Lucky Bow. 5, 7, 17, and 18. Race 7, 1, Under the Louvre, 5, Charmed Harmony, and 8, Tycoon Tara. That's 1, 5, and 8 out of the Rupert Clark. Race 8, the Underwood, take out 3, Our Ivanhoe, number 3. And race 9, number 3, Reldas, 5, Craftiness, 14, Mert the Flirt, and 16, El Prado Gold, 3, 5, 14, and 16. That's the information for Caulfield. Let's go to Brisbane now. We race at Eagle Farm. The track is a soft 5 with very much an upgrade on the cards, either before the first at 12.23 or maybe straight after the first. It's a fine day and the rail's at 8.5. Race 1, take out number 5, Ranked, number 5. Race 2, number 5, Spring Tycoon, number 5. The third, number 6, The Conspirator, number 6. Race 4, number 7, Finamy, and 9, Shadow Lawn, 7 and 9. Race 5, take out 8, Profile, and number 8. Race 6, number 1, Deitch, 13, Shadow Lawn, and the emergencies 15, 16 and 17. So out of race 6, 1, 13, 15, 16 and 17. Race 7 at Eagle Farm, number 4, Revitalize, and then the emergencies 13, 15 and 16, 4, 13, 15 and 16, and race 8, number 4, Mana Manu, 9, Emphasis, 14 is also out, Notch Wanstein, 15, Chasing Liberty, and the emergency 17 and 19, 4, 9, 14, 15, 17 and 19 out of race 8 at Eagle Farm. And finally, we've got Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. Let's check the information out there for Adelaide. It's a good 4, so about time they had a good track on a Saturday in Adelaide. So a good 4 for Morfordville Parks. The penetrometer is 5.37. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 4, My Snip, number 4. The third, number 4, Have Plenty, number 4. Race 4, number 4, Explosive Gift, and 10, Caponette, 4 and 10. Morfordville Parks, race 5, number 3, Golden Century, number 3. Race 6, number 7, I Am the Dark, 11, Truno, and 15, Night Breeze, 7, 11, and 15. And race 8, number 2, Alataka, 3, Cool Maverick, 8, Warpoint, 13, Our Prospect, and 18, The Emergency. 2, 3, 8, 13, and 18. They're the scratchings for Morfordville. They are interim on a good four. The weather overcast. Peter Ellis to preview that program at 11 this morning. They're all the scratchings. In a moment, we'll start our preview for Golden Pendant Day at Rose Hill.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with Racing New South Wales in celebrating the very best in racing. This Thursday night,
the annual Australian Racehorse of the Year Awards will be announced in Sydney.
Chautauqua! Boom! Right over the top! Chautauqua takes out the TJ. Back-to-back wins!
Was Australia's best for the past 12 months. Then on Friday night, the entire New South Wales racing industry comes together for the States Racing Awards.
The very best in racing is on Sky Sports Radio.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. It's your opportunity to be part of the thriving coffee industry without the hassles of rents, landlords or staff. Be your own boss. Work your own hours. Enjoy a great work-life balance. The Coffee Guy allows you to achieve that lifestyle change you've long wanted. Don't let this moment slip. Jump online now at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer speed on speed. We have available a high-quality son of Fastnet Rock, Australia's champion sire, from Sevruga, a brilliant speed family featuring 38 stakes winners, 5 at Group 1 level, and related to 10 stallions led by champions Royal Academy and Stormcat. We invite you to own and race this superb Fastnet Rock colt with Gay. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Spring is here, and the One to Follow team is fired right up. They invite you to get amongst the winners with a free trial offer for their tried and tested Super 6 product. Super 6 gives you the 6 best value chances from around the country every Saturday and Wednesday. Don't miss your chance to hop on board this Saturday for free. This special offer is for this week only. Hit the website now and get this Saturday's Super 6 for next. onetofollow.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Okay, this is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Glenn Munsey's joined us. He'll whack his, he's got his headset on. Morning to you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au.
Morning, Andrew. How are you? I'll just get Kembla, Caulfield and Eagle Farm out of the way and I have to move McCann.
You just get organised there as we say. Good morning to Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. And Mark, it's a glorious Saturday out here.
Yeah, it certainly is, Andrew. Good morning to you.
Fantastic, and this will be one of the first tracks that you'll walk prior to the first that we're starting as a good four in recent months.
Yeah, it's been a long winter, Andrew, and good to see the sun coming out, the grass growing, and yeah, as you say, starting off on a good track, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is for sure. All right, what have you got for our listeners from previous race meetings?
Yeah, Andrew, in the first race, I thought Paul Carrot at Rose Hill first up finished second behind Antonio Giuseppe, just beaten a half head, but over the final 150 metres, it was inclined to shift ground. It raced a little greenly and made contact with Antonio Giuseppe just near the 150, and I thought its effort was pretty good. Gave into the highway shotgun roulette. Tari, the stewards there, reported on the 12th of September. It over-raced during the middle stages of the event, but then in the straight, it was held up for clear running. Probably didn't get out to about the 200-metre mark and only was beaten by a short margin, finishing second behind Luna De Hero.
Right.
To the fourth race, the Reginald Allen, Smart Amelia, thought it was worth a mention. First up in the Furious, beaten four lengths by Fox Play, but again a little awkwardly, probably settled a little further back than it would normally, but then held up in the early part of the straight and its final 100 metres was quite good when it finished the race off. to the Stan Fox race 5, Divine Prophet out of the Golden Rose, beaten 2.5 lengths by Astern. But it was held up for clear running in the early part of the straight and probably couldn't get it at it fully until about the 200-metre mark, finished the race off quite strongly. To the 6th race, the Gloaming, prized icon in the Chelmsford, beaten 9 lengths when finishing 6th there behind Harpnell. But look, it just raced too keenly in the run. It wouldn't settle, and as a consequence, it didn't finish the race off. Did have a full recovery post-race, indicative of having a hard run. The blinkers come off today and should assist the horse in settling a little better. And a couple of horses to mention out of the Pendant, Andrew. Firstly, number 4, Pearls, in the Scirocco. This travelled wide throughout the event without cover, had no real luck. And whilst it finished 11th, it was only beaten just on 3 lengths behind Heavens Above. And been well advertised respect to number 10, Dixie Blossom. She never really obtained clear running at all in the straight and probably couldn't be tested until about the 100-metre mark and then again over the concluding stages. So it just put a pen through its last start at Rosehill on the 10th of September.
Okay, Dixie Blossoms and Pearls of note there in the Golden Pendant today. Good on you, Mark. We'll see you out here later in the morning.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Guys, let's get stuck into it at 11 past 8. Glenn Munsey is here with all the TAB markets, fixed odds from tab.com.au. We've got jackpots as well that we'll update about through it. What have we got?
Well, $100,000 first four on the Golden Pendant, Andrew.
That's it. That's the one. So we'll talk more about that as we go. Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser with us. So, Glenn, give us some...
I'll tell you what, after this period, Andrew, we have all these Saturday mornings, I might actually educate you to what Larry is actually showing you there. And at the moment, it just looks like a sea of figures to you, and you don't really know.
You need to educate, the going stick and things like that.
A couple of bad results in the first there.
Mick Goody will educate you about the going stick.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. He'll get you to the Richmond Tavern or something for 6 hours for lunch one day and give you all the intricacies
now,
of the going stick.
One thing that I want today, guys, I'm going to give you a bit of a pep talk.
Yes, sir.
A tight show so we can finish. We're not rushing at the end. So give us the market, please.
You're in charge of keeping the first hour tight.
Race one. Yeah. Please, your interviews, Mark.
Right, hashtag the races here at Rosehill, 12:15 the start. Antonio Giuseppe, the $2.50 favourite. 4 Carat at 7, Dubai in Style came out this morning, 16 cents a win and nothing the place. Mortar Gain at 5, Salthouse 5.50. Mandalong Kiss is a $12 chance. Bring Luck, out no deduction. Cramming is an $18 chance. My Giuliano came out this morning, 11 cents a win and nothing the place. Oso Splendido at $7 and Plot Twist is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here is the Toppy in Antonio Giuseppe. Just under half the amount of money invested on the race has gone on to him. Second pick is actually Oso Splendido, but this market has undergone a pretty much decent change, with Dubai in Style was around about $465 and My Giuliano an $8 chance this morning. So Antonio Giuseppe, top pick over Oso Splendido.
Yeah, the speed in the race. Well, Salthouse looks likely to roll forward and take up the running. Dubai in Style's a scratching, so a bit of heat's come out there. Oso Splendido can hold a spot, and I suspect the favourite from the wide draw will just push across and get into a nice soft second or third spot.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was interested when Chris sort of said that he's going to probably give him the option to roll forward there. I think that's a wise move with Antonio Giuseppe. He looks big odds here, really. He's a winner. He's got the picket fence next to his name. He looks a horse with quality. He holds his condition well. I can't see any reason to go against him in a race like this, although the bookies want to take him on. Maybe, you know, he's going from, you know, a bowman to an apprentice, so that everyone's a little bit shy of that. Look, he meets 4 Carat a half kilo better for beating him the other day. I know 4 Carat's got better second up form, but I think this horse is more genuine. Put it that way. I've got 1 from 2. I thought 6, Mandalong Kiss. What you see is what you get. She was tough winning at this track and distance 2 starts back, and I like the fact that she comes out of that real tough lead-up behind McCreary last time, and likewise with the quick back-up with Oso Splendido. He comes out of that Fabrizio race last week, and I think that'll toughen him up for a race like this. Even though he's still a maiden, I like those two horses coming out of those real races like we're talking about before, the slowly run races to the races that are spread out over ground, those third and fourth picks there, they have that toughen up run under their belt. 1, 2, 6, 10.
Prepared to give 4 Carat a chance here, number 2. I thought the run behind Antonio Giuseppe was full of merit. That was its first race appearance for 63 days. And just looking back through its form, I'm pretty convinced this horse, a dry track horse, like this current preparation, he's had pretty much every run bar one where he's been on rain-affected going. You go back to his previous campaigns, once he gets on dry tracks, he seems to race well. Ronnie made the point, his second-up form is progressive, and I think at the price on offer, if he can repeat that run, I think he'd be hard to stitch. The top weight is definitely the way to go for second. Conversely, he's coming off wet track runs onto a dry track run where we've got no form for him, so a little bit up in the air there, but he certainly is. He is a trier, and he's put a succession of wins together, so you've got to be in the mix, especially with the claim. Four for third, more to gain. Always had a soft spot for this horse. Got a good turn of foot. First try this at 2,000, but its racing pattern and the way it can attack the line suggests that the 2,000 metres is not going to be an issue, and the dry track won't be an issue. So really interested to see how it performs. And Oso Splendido, still a maiden, but fitter now for three runs back and definitely in the mix for the miners. But look, at the price on offer, I'm going to have something on 2 to beat 1, 4 and 10.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling all the action out here today. He likes Antonio Giuseppe, the one to beat 2, 4 and 10. 1, 2, 4 and 10 in the first. We get now to this smallish field, the Collins Stephen Queen's Cup. Maybe one or two of these could back up next week. What's the market telling us,
yeah,
Glenn?
Yeah, and if you look over Andrew's left shoulder, that's where the barriers will be at 12.50 this afternoon. So those cars that are there at the moment, if they don't move them, they'll be getting towed away.
Yeah,
well, mine will be going about 9.30. Right, Janoob here, the $3.80 chance. Allergic, $2.30 in favourite. Allegria is at $2.90. Chiquinta at $9.50 and 0 to 10, a $35 chance. Best supported runner dollar-wise, and, well, nearly half the money invested on it has come this morning. That is Janoob. There was one bet this morning at $1,790 on it at $3.80. It's the most popular runner here over Allergic. Third pick is Chiquinta. And if you have a look what's happened since Monday when this market went up, Janoob went up as much as 6, Allergic 4, Allegria 5, Chiquinta 11 and 0 to 10.51, because that's because her horses that were taken out after the noms come out. So you could get a bit of value there if you wanted to bet early doors.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, the two roughies look likely to take control here. 0 to 10 will roll to the lead. Chiquinta should drop into second spot. And then the rest of them, well, Janoob will be last, and then we've got the two A horses. Well, maybe Allegra will go straight into third, and Alagira sits behind it.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I just feel the Kingston Town form is better than the Wyong and Newcastle Cup form. And I think, you know, this horse just jumps off the page at me here, this favourite, Allergic. On face value, you went back to the Kingston Town run, he started a $2.50 favourite, and you go, geez, he was disappointing, well beaten. But then you assess the race, you know, McQueary was low-flying in that race, and I think that'll be a good stepping block for this horse to win this race. I think he beats his stablemate Allegria, number three. She's fitter for a couple of runs back. Janoob, how can you deny him? He went to the line really strongly at Newcastle, and this informed me up in class is the best of the rest, Chiquinta. I really like 2, 2, 3, 1, 4.
Yeah, I'm with him too. I think, you know, fitter for four runs back. On face value, may have been a tad disappointing the other day, but the last 20 metres he seemed to sort of pick the bit up again, and he made that little late surge. No issue with the 2,400. He's a Derby-placed horse in South Australia. And in his previous preparations, his fifth, sixth runs were his better ones. So I think he's open to more improvement today, and he's the way to go. Janoob for second, Allegria for third, and Chiquinta for fourth. But, yeah, I'm 2, 1, 3, and 4.
Darren Flindell likes the toppy Janoob, number one, to beat 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the Colin Stephen Queen's Cup race number two. Always numbers in the Tab Highway. We come to race three. Maybe a couple of these have got queries over running out the strong 1500. Nick Olive was one of those with Cool in Black, scratch from yesterday to run here. Glenn, what's the market telling us?
Okay, we've got the toppy here, Luxury, who's had the concussion plates taken off the front there and the standard race plates back on, is a $7 chance. His stablemate, Van Halen, at $15. Tryings, like working with you two, at $26. Beachhead, with a nasal strip on it, $26. Distinctive Look is $11. Then we go to Destined to Win, with the blinkers off, but the winkers on, at $15. Admission is a $26 chance. Shotgun Roulette at $5. Not for Export at $17. Sadiqa at $11. Then we've got Coming in Hot at $18. Cool in Black for Nick Olive there at $4.20. Dalmatia Prince came out Thursday, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Bella Long Chick is an $18 chance. And we go to Doesn't Make Sense, $26. Robusta, $35. Uncle Jerry Won't Be Here Today, no deduction. Red Hot Tango, 100-1. And Moment to Test is out, no deduction. Not the most vigorous tab highway we've had, interest-wise. The best supported runner here is Shotgun Roulette, and I must admit most of the money came for this when Ronnie was wrapping it up on Thursday night on Formline. It's been 6 into 5, and the only horse actually to get to four figures so far. Second pick and around about a quarter of the money invested on Shotgun Roulette goes the second pick, Cool in Black, and third pick, one out of the market there in Trying.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, two of the three scratchings are on pace, so a little bit of the heat's come out. And I've got three of the five going forward from wider draws. Now, we've got Destined to Win, Distinctive Look going forward, with coming in Hot. And the other one out there is, where is it? We're Red Hot Tango that's got a run now. I think Red Hot Tango could quite possibly press on and lead the other two, but there is a bit of juice from out wide there, Ronnie.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit with you. We're coming in Hot, Cool in Black will kick up from the inside, and Red Hot Tango, now that's got a run, can certainly figure in the speed angle of this race, but it doesn't look speed in numbers. Hopefully she can race a little closer. This mare I like here, Shotgun Roulette, I think she jumps off the page at me here. She looks an in-form mare. She savaged the line at both those Taree runs. I don't know how strong that form is, but sometimes you've got to trust your eye. And I thought she was a little bit unlucky when sort of just held up on the turn there last time. I think jumping in distance from a good draw, everything points to her, you know, going very, very close here. I thought she was the gamble of the day. I thought Van Halen was the danger. He's a big, gross horse. He's misleading. He looked as fat as a fool there at Rosehill first up after a let-up, and he overachieved, I would have thought. Cool in Black just has to run the distance. They thought enough of him to start him off in town when he was a young horse. And the best of the rest, maybe number one, Luxury, but just about had enough of him. But up in distance today, drier track could do something. I'm hot on the 80, Shotgun Roulette to beat 2, 12, and 1.
Yeah, no, I take your point. I've got it in my numbers, but I thought Distinctive Look had a good chance here. This had the five runs back. The three most recent have been good. We've only got to go back two runs ago. He was in a Class 3 at Randwick over a mile when Huey rode him. He was close to the inside in the worst ground from Barrier 1. He was only beaten narrowly, and that was a set weight race. He gets into a handicap Class 2 here with the claim. He's a half kilo over the limit, and if he can cross from that draw and get into the first two or three, I think he should have some energy left to, you know, to be competitive at the end of the race. I lean towards him to beat Shotgun Roulette. Both runs of Taree were good. He overcame difficulties to win first up. He found trouble against second up and motored home and probably should have won. She's got group experience last preparation. You know, not sensational, but still group experience. Should hold it in good stead for a race like this. 5 to beat 8, 11 for third coming in Hot. It's been quite solid all five runs this prep. Been on wet tracks, but gets back to a dry track, which it's got to handle, but its form is good. And for fourth, number 10. 5, 8, 11 and 10.
Coming in Hot, that raced on Tuesday. It was Tuesday, that Dubbo meeting, wasn't it?
Yes.
Held over a couple of nights, and it was Tuesday.
It went from Sunday to Monday to Tuesday.
Darren Flindell likes the 5 Distinctive Look as well to beat 8, 12 and 2. 5, 8, 12 and 2 in the Tab Highway. Back in a moment to look at one of the first features of Golden Pendant Day, the Tab Reginald Allen.
Royalty rocks Randwick this Tab Epsom Day. Get to the track next Saturday and see rock legends Richie Sambora and Orianthe perform live as part of your race day entry. Plus, witness history with the Group 1 $1 million Tab Epsom.
Bowman high in the irons gives the big salute. She bolts in wings.
A stunning lineup of racing, riches and rock. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at theatc.com.au. Sydney Spring Carnival. It's where Sydney comes to life.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of the 2016 NRL Final Series. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in newsagencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game every week.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer this exceptional colt. Buy Redoute's Choice, sire of 134 stakes winners, including 30 Group 1 winners. From La Praline, a city winner of four races and half-sister to Group 3 winner Golden Archer. From a Group 2 winner Viennetta, a half-sister to champion sprinter Butterscotch. Enjoy the sweet taste of success and achieve your just desserts. Join the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
26 minutes past 8 it is on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Don't forget, on Tuesday morning you'll be able to watch and listen to the barrier draw for the Epsom Handicap just after 10:30. It'll be on both. So the Epsom followed by the Metropolitan on Tuesday. Ron, just a correction on that Tab Highway.
Yeah, I was talking about a different horse there. It was not for Export, who ran on Tuesday there at Dubbo.
The 9 in the Tab Highway.
Yeah, Ron Seglin's backing up quickly.
Righto, the Reginald Allen sponsored by
Tab. We've had the Tab Highway, the Tab Reginald Allen. Of course, next Saturday is the Tab Epsom.
Exactly.
Yeah, throwing money around there. Great to see. Parari here in the Tab Reginald Allen is a $9.50 chance. Invincibella at $4.60. Overstep with Pacifiers on today is a $10 chance. Rosa Carolina at $7. Smart Amelia, the $4 favourite. Then we go to Zenalicious at $13. Legless Verve came out on Wednesday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Favier is an $11 chance. Our Belissa out, no deduction. Bring Me the Bling is a $10 chance. And Pecans at $8. Fairly solid betting race here. Best supported runner is Smart Amelia. Went up as much as 460 on Monday, and then in the final field it was 420. It was actually 380 earlier today, and they've pushed it out to $4. It's the best back runner dollar wise in front of Overstep, who's been 11 into 10 since Monday. And third pick dollar-wise would be Invincibella, who went up as much as 6. It was then 5 in the final field, is now a $4.60 chance.
Okay, the top weight Parari goes straight to the front, I think, from that draw. Overstep will hold its spot from Barrier 1. And Fabvier, drawn in the centre there, I'm pretty sure they'll roll forward with it. And then the other two, Invincibella, may try and hold some sort of a spot. And the one that's drawn there, drawn wide, Rosa Carolina. It's got speed, but not enough to cross these others. It'll maybe try and posse up a couple of pairs back.
Yeah, no argument with that. I probably had Rosa Carolina rolling forward with Parari out wide, probably looking to get a push across, but an angle across with her, but that's trivial stuff. Look, this is a terrific race. You could back any runner in this. I could make a case for the two bolters of the field, even though they're only $11 and $13, but I want to tip Fabvier here. Just sometimes you get a performance that catches your eye. That Goulburn maiden win, I thought, was dominant. Looked to have quality, looked to have upside. She's got a bit of pedigree about her. I think she's worth a throw at the stumps here with Avdullah throwing a strong lead here. her way. Like Avdullah won on Invincibella, didn't he? He's been riding Rosa Carolina. I don't know the reasoning for all this, but I'm happy to have him on Fab Vieira here. I think Smart Amelia's the danger. She comes out of the form race, there's no doubt about that. She comes out of the Furious, where these fillies are just making their way through their maiden classes, most of them. She's the obvious danger. I think she's a really nice filly, Rosa Carolina. Just run out of ground there, going down narrowly last time, and I think the 1400's ideal for her. And I could make a case for the bolder of the field here, Zenalicious. She was good behind Invincibella, two starts back, and then there was a lot of merit in that Warwick Farm win there, and she really hit the line, and Les doesn't usually give much away, and he was glowing in his reports of what he thinks of this filly. So it's game on this race. I'm sure nearly every runner will be a winner for you here, Munns. 8, 5, 4, and 6.
I'm very keen on number 5, Smart Amelia. I was taken by her first up performance, as Ronnie said, in a very strong race, the Furious there behind Fox Play. I thought her run was terrific. I remember her debut run in the Winner Stakes, Beyond Honesty Prevails, was a tip-top effort when she ran second. She went amiss after that and was spelled. This was her first run back the other day. Oh, gee whiz, if she gets the right brace at the top of the straight, I think she'd be too good for them. She's a really good filly. 8's the danger. Fab Vieira, I take your point, excuse me, should get run-of-the-race favours also. And if you look at her form, I've got the wrong, there we go. she debuted in a good race behind Calliope and co in the Magic Knight. Ome Sword ran second in that. She blew the start in that race, got a long way back, but she was beaten 6 lengths, but at some stage she was probably 14 or 15 lengths off the lead, and she ran some good mid-race sectional. So she showed ability on debut. She had an easy kill the other day, and look, she's definitely one to keep an eye on, there's no doubt about that. 2 for 3rd, Invincibella. Excuse me, I've got a frog in the throat. And for 4th, Bring Me the Bling. Comes off a Wyong win, and find this bigger track and 1,400 more to its liking. 5, I'm keen on to beat 8, 2, and 10. I'll go and have a drink.
Okay, you just go and have clear the
like
throat.
Like a cane toad, not
yeah,
a frog.
Yeah, it's hanging around there, but he'll get rid of it.
Interesting here, Ronnie.
Hang on, just before you go on, Darren Flindell's numbers here are 4 Rosa Carolina, 5, 11 and 2. 4, 5, 11 and 2.
The stakes race here with only 2 of the field coming out of a Saturday race.
Mm.
You've got 5 coming out of Wednesday races, 1 country race being Fab Vieira and 1 provincial race.
So we're talking 3-year-old fillies who can just leap quickly. You know, there's not much between the bunch. You know, like...
Well, Chris had the option of taking Rosa Carolina to Melbourne today. Could have run easily down there, and he's taken this option. But
yeah,
anyway,
it's a good race.
Let's move to the Stan Fox, another of the big Group 2 races today over the 1,500. Glenn?
Yeah, we've got the toppy here impending with blinkers on today at $2.60. Divine Profit is the $2.30 favourite. Good Standing at 6. Thronum at 13. High Mist out, no deduction. Mediterranean 9.50. And Selimon is a $31 chance. It's all about Divine Profit here. Has 8 times the amount of money on it than any other runner in the race. If you look at the market since they were on Wednesday, they both went up $2.80 on Wednesday. Now, Impending did firm in the all-in market, but I think that was people thinking that Divine Profit was going to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And that was, it wasn't because it was a savage go or anything like that. I think people, that Divine Profit was nominated for Melbourne. When the final field went back up, Impending went up $2.80. And Divine Profit went up 260. So Divine Profit's 260 to 230. Impending's 280 to 260, but that's once again where you've got, you know, Good Standing stayed a $6 chance. Thronum's been 13 to 14. Mediterranean's been 8 to 950. And Selimon's been 21 to 31. So boys probably didn't think as Divine Profit firms, the other one was intending to get further and further away from it because they looked the two standout chances.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, Thronum rolls straight to the front, leads unopposed. Now, you'd think looking at the gear change, Impending, blinkers on up to 1400, would just, you know, ping the legs and lids and get straight into second. But these two horses are Good Standing from 1 and Selimon from 2. They've both got natural speed if they want to utilise it. So I think he's got to decide whether to cross them or whether they kick up and hold him out. So that's the only question mark I've got about it. But it's obvious that Thronum leads clearly. It's just what he does on Impending with those blinkers on, Ron.
Yeah, exactly. But he's had a nice grounding and third up with blinkers. It's probably the right time to put him on. Look, I'm a Divine Prophet fan. I just feel the 1500 and the small field play right into his hands. You know, like with 5 metre rail and a good three track is a little question mark. I know it's as far as getting back in the field, but we'll assess that situation as it unfolds throughout the day. But so far, Lord, the last couple of months, Rosehill's just been amazing. It's played terrific. Most of our Sydney tracks have. He's on top. I'm respecting Impending. Geez, I'm surprised 8 times the amount of money. There's not that much between them, surely. But anyway, money speaks all languages. Impending, blinkers on, lovely colt. Hasn't got the shadow of his stablemate Astern here today, and he is an improver. He's not going to go backwards, I'll put it that way. He'll improve off that second up run. There was massive improvement from Good Standing there second up when they put the blinkers on him. And sometimes you'll see a horse will go better second time in blinkers than they do the first time in blinkers. So I think he's going to attract some support there at $6. And best of the rest is Mediterranean, who looks a picture of health, but he's just a length or two off the pace at this level. 2-1. 3 and 6.
Yeah, what a super, only a small field, but what a super little race this. Look, I'm going to go with the Godolphin runner here in Impending. I've been taken with both his runs, the Run of the Rose and the Golden Rose. And the one thing I look at when they get past the, in both of these runs, I don't think he's been totally suited in the straight there. He's been trying to get angle into the clear, and he was sort of pushing and shoving, and when the winner in both instances was sort of off and gone. I like the horses when they go past the post. This Astern, Ome, Sword and He, they cleared out. They were like 6 or 7 lengths in front of the rest of the field. And I always think that's a very good pointer. I think from the draw, if he gets into the right spot, I think he's going to be really hard to stitch. For second, no doubt Divine Prophet's the testing material. Both runs have been good. Was good winning the up and coming. His run in the Rose was good. And the boys made a very good point on Thursday night on Formline that in a small field like this, he doesn't have to get around too many runners. So he's got the ability to round them up because he certainly has got a terrific turn of foot. 3 for 3, Good Standing. My only slight concern there is like if he could be guaranteed he could repeat that performance or improve off it, you'd be really keen to say that he's going to test these two. But it's just a matter of whether he can repeat it or not. He did win first up last prep and rated well, and then although in the Golden Slipper, he was a 12 to 1 chance and he failed, so that's my slight concern. 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to put the leader in for 4, Thronum. He was given no hope at all after missing the start in the Golden Rose, made far too much use of. With the soft lead here, it'll take him a little bit of getting past. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Darren Flindell likes the 1 as well to be 2, 4 and 3. 1, 2, 4 and 3 in the Stan Fox race number 5. By the way, in that Tab Highway, we're awaiting a rider for Red Hot Tango, number 18. As soon as we get that, we'll pass it on to you with a couple of those scratchings. Let's move to race 6 as we loon to a Group 3 over the 1800.
And it is the Schweppes Gloaming Stakes here, and I'll be having one shortly. Prized Icon with the blinkers off is favourite at $3.20. Swear at $4.20. High Mist with a barrier blanket on today is at $4.20, and then we get wide very quickly. Retaliation with the cross nose band on, but the lugging bit off at $21. Veladero is $12. Coonawarra $13. Oculist $13. Honeywine $11. Tumultuous with blinkers on at $26. And Lasquetti Spirit is a $71 chance. Well, the best supported runner here since it went final field is actually Swear. And it went up $5. It's now $4.20. Second pick is Prized Icon, and it actually went up $3.80. It's $3.80 to $3.20. High Mist, who went $4.20 into $3.80, has gone back to $4.20. And the other good firmer since the final field is Honey Wine. It's halved its quote, 21 into 11.
Mike?
So, yeah, I'm here, boys. I'm here.
Yeah, keep going. Them. Yep.
Coonawarra, I think, will roll forward and take up the running. The other ones there, Retaliation, Tumultuous, Lasquetti Spirit, they'll all come across and try and find a spot. And Prized Icon from a reasonably good draw, I don't see it getting too far back, maybe 2 pairs back behind those other runners. But a little bit of a bunch up there. I don't think they'll fly, but, they should roll at a true speed.
Yeah, good race. This market's taken a bit of a change since last time I've wrote the prices down anyway. I love this horse. And sometimes you see a horse walk in the yard and just they've got that something about them. And this horse, Swear, he's a cool dude, and I love what he's done in his two starts. He bloused them from last at Hawkesbury. They changed tactics on him, which is always dangerous. First up at Randwick and rode him a little bit out of his comfort zone and went up there outside the lead. I know you could make a case that High Mish ducking back to the inside and got hurled up should have beat him that day, and you can make a case, well, High Mist has had a run since and won and Swear's second up at 1800. There's lots of negatives that you just say you've got to oppose him here today. But I think he's a good horse. I think he's a really good horse, and he'll carry my money today. Two on top. High Mist looks a real Derby prospect for me. So does Honey Wine. I've specced him at the 21. I think he's a... His Kembla win was really, really good. There's something about him. He's out of a Galileo mare. He's got Stayer written all over him, and he's got a little bit of quality written all over him as well. And best of the rest. Look, no knock on Prized Icon. He gets a lot of ticks here. He's a Group 1 winner. He's trialled well on Tuesday. I think we have to be forgiving of his run at Wait for Age last time. But force as high as I can get him. I like Swear to beat 2, 3, 8 and 1.
What a great race. I've always been a Swear fan, but I've got to oppose him today. And I want to put him on top, but it's just the barrier's going to... It just concerns me there. I think if he gets back to last and he has to give him too much start and this track plays handy towards the leaders and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to stick with Prized Icon. I thought his effort was good first up in the up-and-coming. He had the big weight there in a fast-run race. He went to pieces second up in the Chelmford. I don't think he backed up all that well behind Hartnell. I mean, he was still second with, 120 metres to go and ran last, beat 9 lengths. It doesn't read well, but he's had a nice cold trial since. He's looked to be back in the groove there. And I think from that good draw, the blinkers coming off, help him settle. I'm going to lean towards him. Swears the danger. He's been a terrific horse, and he's obviously a talent, but as I say, it's just that barrier. If he'd drawn a barrier, I'd have him on top, but just a concern there of how this race unfolds, whether it suits him or not. But he's my clear second pick. 3 High Miss for third. Got the job done at Warwick Farm after being luckless behind Swear. And for fourth, number 5, Valadero. Another one that's going along quite nicely. He's won impressively at Hawkesbury Maiden and stepped it up and won a benchmark race at Warwick Farm over a mile. I don't see the 1800 being any issue, but he does run into a pretty hot field here. 1, 2, 3 and 5.
Darren Flindell in the gloaming goes for number 2, Swear, to beat 1, 3 and 4. 2, 1, 3 and 4. The boys have explained well the Schweppes gloaming stakes. In a moment, we'll get stuck into the big feature race of the day, the Golden Pendant.
Midweek racing is fully covered on Sky Sports Radio.
This Wednesday from 9:30, get your Sydney preview lowdown with form analysts Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, plus the latest tab markets. Racing HQ, every Wednesday on Sky Sports Radio.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio offers a wide range of racing programs. Thursday mornings at 10:30, don't miss Chinwag with Cozzy. Sean Cosgrove brings you absorbing insights into racing characters from around the country. Everything Racing, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bing Lee, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See binglee.com.au for full details.
Royalty rocks Randwick this Tab Epsom Day. Get to the track next Saturday and see rock legends Richie Sambora and Orianthe perform live as part of your race day entry. Plus, witness history with the Group 1 $1 million Tab Epsom.
Bowman high in the irons, gives the big salute. She bolts in wings.
A stunning lineup of racing, riches and rock. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at theatc.com.au. Sydney Spring Carnival.
It's where Sydney comes to life.
Spring is here and the One to Follow team has fired right up. They invite you to get amongst the winners with a free trial offer for their tried and tested Super 6 product. Super 6 gives you the 6 best value chances from around the country every Saturday and Wednesday. Don't miss your chance to hop on board today for free. This special offer is for this week only. Hit the website now for this Saturday's Super 6 and you get it for nothing. OneToFollow.com.au. That's the number 1, the number 2, follow.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
This is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're looking at the feature racing at Rose Hill, and we've got a big feature race coming up now. This is the Ronald McDonald House Westmead Golden Pendant, and the sponsorship has been fantastic for the ATC, and they've got all their signage, Ron, when you wander up to the mounting yard today. It's there, and it's very prominent, and it's a good cause.
He's
so,
got a few bucks, Ronald, you know.
He has. He's got more than a cheeseburger. Don't worry about that, but they really do support it, and as I say, lots of good signage around the place for the ATC today.
Ronnie looks quite like the Hamburglar sometimes.
Oh, you said that, yeah, not me. Yeah. All right, 16 to 9.
That's what you're whispering about.
Let's get the market for the big one, the Golden Pendant.
And don't forget, of course, the $100,000 first four jackpot going into this race for New South Wales customers of TAB. We're the toppy here, First Seal, the $3 favourite, with blinkers off today. Tycoon Tara's at 7, Zanbar's at 21, Pearls at 12, Heavens Above at 6, Amarada, good luck to the TAB Rewards people sharing in the ownership today of Amarada, $21. Serene Majesty at 17, Sold for Song at 13, Den Magic at 8, and Dixie Blossoms is a $7 chance. Well, she's easily the best supported runner here, First Seal. In fact, she's got roughly 7.5 times the amount of money on it than any other runner.
And this morning,
well, she's 4,126 of the $5,514 that have gone on the race today. So, she's clear top pick. They line up behind it, very little separating Den Magic and Heavens Above as second pick, and then little separating Tycoon Tara and Dixie Blossoms as third picks there. She did go up as much as $3.60 on Monday. She went up $3. I'm sure she got to $3.20 and then back into $3. And the other sort of major moves here, nothing really, spectacular. Nine into seven Dixie Blossoms, but that's off the price on Monday as well.
Speed in the race. We discussed this race earlier. Tycoon Tara, she leads unopposed from Pearls, Serene Majesty, Emirata on the fresh side. And, you know, the favourite, First Seal, she could, you know, she'll posse up somewhere there. And the other runner we were discussing was Dixie Blossom, what they do with it, whether they press on or jag it right back to last.
Yeah, and listening to Ron this morning, sounds like he's going to give Timmy a little bit of an open hand to say, you know, you judge the race, son. Ronnie's an ex-jockey. He knows what the situation is. He knows these top jockeys can make a decision after three or four strides. I was praying for her to go forward to a certain extent, but it could backfire. I like her. No one missed her last run, Dixie Blossoms. It was hard to say what she had to offer, but it was plenty. Just the makeup of this race is not ideal. We have to take into consideration, you know, what we were talking about earlier with that bunch finish in the lead up to Scirocco, but I just think that comes down to how the race was run. I think she's a talented filly, a very talented filly. In saying that, this is the hottest tip in 6 months. I swear, it's every man and his dog wants to tip you this, First Seal. And it sounds like the stable's pretty confident with her as well. She looks in really good shape. She's had a nice little grounding with a 1,200-metre trial. And you could see intent when they wanted her to win that trial by a couple of lengths there. So this is a good target for her first up. I can see she's a big danger. Heavens Above, fair dinkum, she's flied under the radar for two preparations now. She is a good mare, and she's certainly got another terrific winning chance here. And Tycoon Tara, just with race map favours in her favour, certainly gets a good chance as well. Soul for Song, then Magic, no racing style. But they rattled off some amazing sectionals the other day, and sometimes you see these slow races that can just turn into a little bit faster than what you expect. That could drag those back markers into play. But I'm I'm going to the line with Dixie Blossoms, 10, 1, 5 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to the line with the leader, Tycoon Tara. Once again, I think she's a totally different mare since she's come up from Victoria now with Peter and Paul Snowden. She's had three runs as preparation. She won the Missile, she won the Show County, and she was terrific in the Theo Marks last start behind some serious horses in McIntosh and Counterattack. She gave both of those horses weight. Counterattack's favourite for a Group 1 race in Melbourne today. And here's Tycoon Tara back into a mare's race against fillies and mares with a soft lead on a 5-metre rail. I think she's going to be really hard to stitch. The dry track's no issue. She won on a bog first up, then she stepped out at Ramwick on a good track and won, and then that track was dead the other day. And look, she didn't have all favours up on the speed because she was slowly away and had to do a bit of work to get there, and I thought the effort was great. Back to her own age, soft lead, she'll do me. To beat First Seal, John Thompson, gee whiz, he's terrified me a little bit with how bullish he was, but
she's usually can't get boo out of him.
No, exactly. No, exactly. He
wants to say it, but doesn't.
Yeah, he threw us a curveball there.
He wants to say this is a certain.
Yeah. You put a fright into me, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, we don't care about you. Look, she was good winning the Millie Fox first up last prep over 1,300. I think the extra 100 metres also falls into her plans. So, look, she's going to be terribly hard to keep out. 5 for 3rd, Heavens Above. As Ronnie said, she's gone terrific all runs as preparation. I mean, she closed well first up. She came back in distance and was luckless second up and still won. Here she is 3rd up at a preferred trip. So, you know, she's open to more improvement. And for 4th, I'm going to put the fresh horse in there, Amarada, a slightly different form line. Its fresh form was good. She's won fresher last 3 preps, albeit an easier company. But, you know, this is a tougher assignment, but she certainly does map well. Go the leader, 2, 1, 5 and 6.
Darren Flindell likes First Seal number 1 to beat 2, 10 and 7. 1, 2, 10 and 7 in the Ronald McDonald House Westmead Golden Pendant, the big feature race out here today. We move to the second last, Counterattack. Well, we knew pretty early on Wednesday, didn't we? It was scratched straight out of this race to run down in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. And just a cheerio to some of our viewers. Yeah. Gareth Hall, tuning in all the way from Western Australia. Love watching Benz, Duff and Munns on Sky Thoroughbred Central with the preview.
He must be out of the drink. What time is it?
Just got out of across the park.
Gareth.
What about Gareth? And also Benny Way from Fox Sports. So we do have a couple of viewers out there.
Who's from Fox Sports?
Benny Way.
Oh, Benny Way. Good on you, Benny. Now, the figures have been good. We're going to...
Really?
And they've been so good that they're going to maintain us beyond what we originally booked in. Right,
have you had any discussion?
It'll be me in the Melbourne studio.
Good.
But then you guys will be at your own vantage point. So
with a camera now. Well,
we're going to put a camera in, right?
No, I usually do it in my underpants for the summer. You know?
Too much information.
Yeah, just use that smoking jacket you've got there, that velvet smoking jacket.
Let's move to the Shannon Stakes, race number 8.
Oh, can you imagine Ronnie nooting up and then putting the smoking jacket on? Jeez, there goes my chance of eating that quiche. Right, the Shannon here, Counterattack is out and no deduction. Entirely Platinum at $6.50. Cosmic Cube's an $8 chance. High World, $3.40 and favourite. Old North, the cross noseband goes on today and they take the lugging bit off him. He's a $4.40 chance. Moral Victory's at $8.50. Cape Crusader, the Hippo Crew will be here today, I reckon, too, at $4.80. Kellyville Flyer came out this morning, 3 cents a win, nothing the place. Unequivocal at 15, and More to Gain came out Wednesday, 7 cents a win, and nothing the place there. The best supported runner dollar-wise here is High World. He actually went up 360 first thing on Wednesday. He's now 340. He's roughly about a third of the investment since the final field. Second pick is Cape Crusader, who's been as much as 6 into 480. And third pick now is Moral Victory, who's been as much as 13 since Wednesday into 850.
Just imagine Ronnie doing a Bonds under ad. How good would that be?
Yeah. Oh, worth a fortune. Actually, before you give it the speed move, what have you done to this market? The $17 chance has come out and you've decimated this market.
What do you mean?
Well, I was 4 to 340 High World, 5 to 440
No, it was $4 on Monday. It was $3.60 on Wednesday.
when the final field went up.
Oh, okay.
Right, the final field market on Wednesday was 460 entirely platinum, 850 cosmic cube, 360 high world, yeah, 460 old, 13 moral victory, 6 Cape Crusader, 17 Kellyville Flyer, 13 unequivocal.
Well, you firmed five. 15. You firmed five runners and just pushed a little bit with two.
Got 7 minutes before we go off air.
Yeah, come on. Keep going. You're right.
Okay, speed map. He flies solo here. Cape Crusader. Cosmic Cube can hold a spot from a good draw. Entirely Platinum won't get too far away. Moral Victory, he's up to 1,500. He can get into the first three or four also, but he gets a bit of a picnic up front, Cosmic Cube. Cape Crusader.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like him a lot, Cape Crusader. He's the first time Gay's stepped him up in distance in two preparations. He burnt early in that race the other day, and you would have thought he had nothing left the last 100 metres, but he run through the line. He gets control. He drops 6 kilos. I think it's him from the field here. I think he kicks on straightening, and they don't run him down. The pack are chasing him here. Maybe Old North. Left me flat the other day. He looked superb and did nothing, but just wanted to race a little bit keenly there. He could easily improve out of sight in a race like this. High World looks short enough, but Lee seems happy enough with him, and his Sydney form is impeccable. Entirely Platinum maps well behind maybe Cape Crusader here and could run a race. I'm very wary of Cosmic Cube back on a dry track. I'm very wary of Unequivocal with the second up stats that she's got, and she'll improve off that run. And how can you deny Moral Victory? Because he was just so dominant in the lead up, beating Cape Crusader, because he sat three deep, made an early move, and was too good. This is a good race, but I'm hot on 7, 7, 5, 4, and 2.
This is another who gets control here. Was sound first up at Rose Hill in that 1,200, that benchmark 85. Second up to 1,500 is all sweet. There's no issue there. I remember this horse is a late three-year-old. Raced first up over 1,250, and the Gay stepped him to 1,800 second up, and,
exactly.
he won. So no issue at all with him, you know, going to the 1,500. Cathy's good on a front runner, and he's going to take plenty of running down. Two entirely platinum for second. His last win was 18 back. But I think 11 of his last 15 have been in Group 1 races. He does perform well in Sydney. As a matter of fact, his last two wins were both here at Rose Hill. So from a good draw, getting a soft run, you know, he could be competitive. 6 for third, Moral Victory. For all the reasons we just discussed, Ronnie just said, he's come up a treat, the horse. He's had two runs his prep. He's had a big gap between them, but performed well in both. And he's open to more improvement here. And for fourth, number four, High World. No knock on the horse. He finds it a little bit hard to win, and he is better on wet tracks. But from that draw, he should get a nice run. 7, 2, 6, and 4.
Darren Flindell likes 3 Cosmic Cube to beat 4, 5, and 9. 3, 4, 5, and 9 for Darren in race 8. And the last here, Glenn, at 5:15.
Yeah, the Highland race colours here. Dylan Rojo, 18. Hearns Oak, 21. Bull Rush, $4.20. Harry Hotspur, 14. Our boy Nicholas, out no deduction. Vassal, at 21. Invincibile, out this morning. 12 cents a win, 11 cents a place. O'Reilly's Revenge, 41. Happy Hannah, 10. Extensible, $3.40 in favourite. Pindan Pearl, 14. Moher, out this morning. I've got 2 cents and 2 cents there. I'll just check that because he was a $10 chance. Then we go to Dingu Mountain is a $6 chance. In Costa Line at $18. Magical Stance at $18. Best supported runner dollar-wise in the last race here is actually Extensible, and she went back up 3.20 this morning. They've pushed it to 3.40. Second pick dollar-wise is Bull Rush. Third pick dollar-wise is now Happy Hannah is 11 into 10 today.
Yeah, this is one of those strange speed maps. I think all the on-pace horses are drawn down on the inside. You've got Harry Hotspur, Bull Rush, and Dylan's Rojo, although it's got the big weight, it may just tuck him behind, and Extensible. Then it's pretty much I've got a gap to the rest of the field, so I don't think there's much pressure in numbers. I mean, these horses can run along on their day, but you know they should find a spot pretty easily and therefore sort of take a bit of the heat out of the lead, I thought, Ron.
Yeah, agree. I want to give Bull Rush another chance here. This is a much more suitable race for him. He's just a little fresh there first up. We'll get a feel of that form with Moral Victory and Cape Crusader in the previous race. He's on top. I think the danger is Dingu Mountain, who had too much to do last time. 10, Extensible with a nice freshen up. And 9, Happy Hannah. Look out for any for support for her. I'm wary of my old mate here, Magical Stance, coming in and blowing everyone out wide. But 3, 13, 10 and 9.
Look, I'm with the 10, Extensible, especially with these scratchings. I think the race looks likely to unfold beautifully for her. She's had the 4 runs back. They've all been on wet tracks. I think getting back on a dry track is even a bonus for her. She's had a month between runs. Blake Shin on board, as I say, gets the perfect run. She'll do me. To beat the 3, Bull Rush, was a tad disappointing on face value first up, but in his previous 2 preparations, he improved dramatically when he won second up, so I think there's going to be a big improvement there. 13 for 3rd, Dingu Mountain. A little bit closer, I hope. Better on wet tracks, but his dry track form's not too bad. And for 4th, number 11, Pindan Pearl. Had a freshen up since blowing the start hopelessly last run, and Ken ran on fresh. 10-3, 13-11.
Darren Flindell likes the 10 as well to beat 3, 13 and 9. 10-3, 13 and 9. What's your best, Mike?
I think there's 2. Smart Amelia in race 4. That's race 4, number 5, Smart Amelia. And in the following race, I think Impending will be too good for them. I think he'll be off and gone by the time Divine Prophet gets into the clear. So that's race 5, number 1 also.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, what about you, Ron?
Look, with so much quality on show, I've gone to the Low League Highway Handicap, making Shotgun Roulette my best, but I could easily make a case for bets with Allergic, Cape Crusader and Square as well, but I'll make Shotgun Roulette the best gamble of the day.
Race 3, number 8. Ron Dovis will be right through the afternoon on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central. Thanks for your time, Ron.
Looking forward to it, Andrew.
Ron Duffus, you there. That completes our TV and radio preview for Sydney.
You're sitting in the traffic, motionless. Disappear to another world and relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Moscato, a sweet alternative by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
At Castle Hill, a glass spill outside Castle Towers, Showground Road near Pennant Street. It's going to take a long time getting into International. The M5 westbound into Marsh Street is a car park from the airport tunnel to the terminal. Airport Drive is choked up from domestic. And at Ashfield, an oil spill has Liverpool Road closed westbound near Holden Street. The Freedom Sales event has been supersized. This weekend only, My Freedom members take 10% off sale prices and 20% off full price items. Ends tomorrow at Freedom. Joining fee applies. I'm Oscar Fung. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bing Lee, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
Ben has rung in with a message for a very special person.
That's right. This one's for Mark Geyer. Oh, I couldn't love a bloke more. With a 91 grand final on the line, he regathered Canberra's short dropout and set up the winning try.
That's breathtaking. It's easy to love a bet these NRL finals because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the decider.
Tab, we love a bet.
Visit tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Spring is here and the one to follow team is fired right up. They invite you to get amongst the winners with a free trial offer for their tried and tested Super 6 product. Super 6 gives you the 6 best value chances from around the country every Saturday and Wednesday. Don't miss your chance to hop on board this Saturday for free. This special offer is for this week only. Hit the website now and get this Saturday's Super 6 for next. onetofollow.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
It's 2 minutes past 9 here on Sky Sports Radio. We're now focusing in on this massive day down in Melbourne, the Group 1 Sir Rupert Clark and the Underwood, and we've got the scratchings to give you first. A fine day down there, good 3. The penetrometer is 5.08, and they've done some watering, 13 millimetres in the last couple of days, the rail in the true. Race 1, takeout number 8. Race 2, number 1. The 3rd, takeout 8 and 13. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out 9 and 11. Leote's got a respiratory problem. They're hoping to get it right to run at Bendigo on Thursday. Race 6, take out 5, 7, 17 and 18. 5, 7, 17 and 18. Race 7, yes, Under the Louvre came out, so it's 1, 5 and 8 out of the 7th. Race 8, number 3, and race 9, 3, 5, 14 and 16. They're the scratchings. As we say, good morning to Dean Lester. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, Andrew. Good morning to you.
Well, it's another step in this massive spring with these Group 1s today.
Yep, certainly is, and two Group 1s, and they're good races. I think in a spring where we've got a horse like Winx, everything sort of just dumbs down a bit when she's not there, but they're two very good races.
And Mark Hutter is here in Sydney. He's flown up to watch his son Lockie play the Western Bulldogs later this afternoon up against GWS. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
How's the travel this morning, mate? You're up bright and early.
Yes, early flight, and good old Stands with a Fist. She set the alarm for 3:30, so it's been an early start.
3:30 instead of a 4 o'clock or something. Well, 4:30.
Oh, how long does it take?
You're up nice and early anyway.
Well, take to get ready.
By the time you get to after the game, you're going to be happy for your sake. There's plenty of GWS supporters up here that don't want you to be happy, but it's going to be a long old day for you, mate.
Yeah, sure. Well, hopefully it's a good finish.
Yeah, let's hope so. Glenn Munsey's with us here in our OB van at Rosehill.
What's he trying to brush the gate there tonight or something and get there before he'll be there before they print the books.
Well, we did try to get him out here, but he does like going into a tab and being a part of the action.
Well, he could have been sitting in the lovely lounge there at the airport talking to us and then getting on a 9:45 or a 10 o'clock plane.
No, he likes to be here. Get up here early and enjoy it. All right, let's get into this program. The first at 12:30, the scratching here, number 8.
Yeah, we start with Tina Molina here. Now with Chris Waller, it's had barrier practice at Muskoka Farms. Those people that know Tina Molina, when Tony Golland had it in Brisbane, she's a bit of a barrier rogue, but Chris has got it now as an $8 chance. Take Pride at $7.50. Catch That Cat, $26. Super Cash, the favourite, $3.30. Jalan Jalan at $4.80. Magic Alibi at $5. Our Harmony, $35. Foreign Affair is out. Mossen around $11. Grey Street, $11. Cherie is a $71 chance. Best supported runner here is Jalan Jalan. Actually went back up $4.60 this morning, and the boys have pushed it to $4.80, and it is the most popular runner today and the most popular runner in the race. Second pick is Super Cash, who's been $3.50 into $3.30 this morning. And third pick at odds here, Magic Alibi, just in front of Catch That Cat.
Dean, how do you see the opener?
Yeah, I'm with Jalan Jalan, resuming from a spell. I think she's had two solid trials leading in, and I just think she'll get a good card into the race here. The likes of Take Pride and Cherie will roll it along, and I like her just ahead of Super Cash. They're similar sort of profile horses, similar form lines through a horse like Petite Falouze. They've both run into her through their career, and I think they're the two four-year-olds on the up. Take Pride's the hard one to assess. We haven't seen a lot of her in the last year, but she's very good on her day. And Magic Alibi, whose first up run was pretty good in Sydney, I think she's a chance. 5-4-2-6.
I think it's an even race. I'm going to go for number one, Tina Molina. I think from gate two, I think Take Pride's drawn one. It's the leader. I'm hoping that Brad can park it probably midfield inside with a few behind him. Just get the run through, and it should finish off strongly to beat number six, Magic Alibi. Good first up. Got a terrific chance. Just got an awkward barrier. 4 Super Cash, resuming, has trialled up quite well. And 2 Take Pride, on its best form, it would just about lead all the way. It had a mishap last campaign, and just not sure how it's going. But certainly going to lead, and we'll take running down. 1, 6, 4, and 2.
For Greg Miles, it's 9 Mossen around to beat 5, 4, and 2. 9, 5, 4, and 2 in race number 1. Race 2, named after a champion bloke and a champion jockey, Harry Weiss.
Yeah, we got sign off out here. Any major dramas, Dino?
Well, he's just running out of time as much as anything, Munns. That's the problem. Another week down the track, so.
He hadn't recovered. Is that the right from the previous week with the leg?
Yeah. Just not wanting to take that risk. So, you know, whether he goes into the Turnbull next week or the Bart Cummings, or, you know, but time's on the wing now.
Okay, well, he's out today. We start with the German, or the ex-German galloper. He's had one run here, Shimrano, at $15. Al Mandan, another ex-German runner there, at $4.60. A sign is $5. Black Tomahawk, $3.50 and favourite. Thunder Teddington at $21. Olanira at $6.50. And the Bandit is a $3.80 chance. The best supported runner dollar-wise here is Black Tomahawk. Did go back up $3.50 this morning. Remains at that quote there in front of the bottom one, actually, the Bandit, who's been 4 into 380 so far today, and third pick is Al Mandan.
Okay, Mark, for you, race two.
Look, it's a horrible race after the scratching of sign off. They're a very moderate bunch. I'll tip number five, Black Tomahawk. Obviously struggling to win, but racing well, it's hard and fit. It's just going to park behind them, get a great run, and surely deserves a win soon. To beat number eight, the Bandit, terrific first up. He's probably the most promising stayer going forward. He has been scratched off firm ground before. Four, a sign, okay first up, not much depth to its form. And three, Al Mandan, who looked promising early but seems to be just battling lately. A lot of out-of-form horses here. I'll go 5, 8, 4, and 3.
Yeah, not a race I'm that keen on because they're different stages of preparations and unusual preparations. And I'm going with the Bandit because I just think he's most up-and-coming sort of horse in the race. He's only had the one run in. He jumps quickly in distance. But he'll sit back. I think he'll come with one run. Might be good enough to win. Black Tomahawk won the race last year. He's going well without winning, but he's there with a chance. I think Almandon's probably had the best preparation into it. He's had the three runs in, just whether he's going well enough to win. And Olanira, he's at the back end of a preparation, but he gets back to Caulfield, back on dry ground, and he seems to go best for Nick Hall. But not a race I'm that keen on. 8, 5, 3, 7.
And for Greg Miles, it's 8 on top to beat 7, 5, and 3. 8, 7, 5, and 3 in the Harry White. Gee, this horse is racing really well. Royal Rapture in the third race, Glenn.
Yeah, looking for 5 wins in a row, and it's the $3 favourite, Andrew, to do that today. Escardo is a $26 chance. Longer On at 6. Big Memory, $5.50. Bring Something at 61. Mahaney at $4.20. Mr. Epic at 8. Pilot to Say is out. Rosa Virginia, 81. Honorius, 101. Nozomi, 13. Our Century, 21. And Wales is a scratching. Well, it is the most popular runner here. The toppy in Royal Rapture went back up 3 this morning. Remains of that quote there. Not a long way in front of Big Memory, though, who went up 6 this morning, is now 5.50. And third pick, dollar-wise, is down towards the bottom. Yes, it is. Nozomi, who's a $13 chance after going back up 15 today.
And Lee Friedman telling us getting to a more suitable trip today, Nozomi at the 1700. Dean, for you in race three?
Yeah, Andrew, not that keen on this race either, but Royal Rapture's just going along well. He's won his last four, and he's going to get a good run again with the claim. He's got as good a hope as any. Longeron's racing well. He likes Caulfield. He's a good chance in the race. Mahaney will be up near the speed. It was a good win at Moonee Valley. He was well ridden there, but he won well. And Big Memory, who ran well. The dry track's certainly in his favour, just whether he now needs 2,000. 1, 3, 6, and 4.
Yeah, very similar. Just a different order here in an even race. So I'm going to tip number 4, Big Memory. I liked him first up. He ran well. I think, as Dean mentioned, getting back onto the dry is a huge plus for him. He'll be fitter. He's drawn wide. He'll go forward and look to get in the first three. He just needs some luck early. If he gets it, he'll be very hard to beat. To beat number 6, Mahaney. Look, it was suited last time. It had some average horses just behind it and some stayers back in the field that just couldn't get into the race. I think it'll go forward and lead here. It looks like it's going really well. It'll take running down. 1, Royal Rapture. It's its leader's back. It's absolutely flying. And 3, Longeron. Goes forward, probably ends up in the 1-1. I think they'll dominate the race up the front. 4, 6, 1, and 3.
Milesy stays with the favourite Royal Rapture, number 1, to beat 3, 4 and 6. 1, 3, 4 and 6 in race number 3. Race 4, this is the Inglis Cup, and interesting, Rosalisha was going to run in the Dubbo Cup earlier this week, Glenn, and then got scratched, and they've shot it straight down to try and win this Inglis bonus race.
Yeah, and you're going to get something here, if not only the prize money, of course, but that bonus associated with it. So we'll have a look at the market here, and of course, TAB being a sponsor of Inglis. Angeles. Ayers Rock here, a $21 chance. So Willie at $5.50. Pay Up Bro, $2.80 in favourite. Portion Control at 10. Hierarchal at $26. Now, I said during the week I thought he might have had a problem because he was in a couple of races in Hawkesbury and somewhere else, but he's appeared in Melbourne Hierarchal, so good to see. $26. Kefar is a $15 chance. Craven Image at 7. We've got Kevin's Time, an $8 chance. Magentas at 51. Holroyd House at 101. Geodesic at 81. And Rose Alicia, Warwick Farm to Dubbo, then to Melbourne, a $7 chance. Best supported runner dollar-wise here is actually Kevin's Time. And it has been the best back runner again this morning. Before this morning, the best back runner was Pay Up Bro, but now that goes to Kevin's Time with the investment that's gone on it today. Third pick now is Craven Image.
Okay, and of course we see Corey Brown there today riding a few from Singapore. Mark, for you in the English Cup, race 4?
Yes, my first pick for the day, Hoss. I'm happy to go with number 8, Kevin's Time. I think it finally got away from those Sandown tracks that just give you no hope when you're at the back. It got on the synthetic, it was caught wide, showed a different string to its bow, went forward, took the race up, never going to lose, and was really strong through the line. I think sitting at 2,000 metres around here, marks are on board, can box seat just behind them. In a race where a lot of them won't run the trip, I think it'll be very strong and a terrific each-way bet. The beat number 2, So Willie, it'll get back in the field, just need some luck getting into the race, but we'll be running on. 12, Rose Alicia's going well, just has to run the distance. And 3, Pay Up Bro. Look, it's come back a completely different horse, but they're at 1,400 metres. Jumps to 2,000 metres, that's going to be the query with it at the short odds. I like 8 each way here from 2, 12 and 3.
I'm going with the other weir runner in Craven Image, who won at Wodonga last start. That race had been shortened. It was supposed to be 2050 and it was a 1590, and he was a bit dour, but he won. Beat his stablemate who won last night. I just think he's a lightly raced progressive horse, and it looks as though he's one that has been set for it, as has Kevin's Time. I think the Weir stablemates are well in this race, 7 and 8. I'm going 7 from 8. Pay Up Bro, his 3 wins have all been at 1,400. Now he jumps to 2,000. He has been placed at 2,200, but you know, I still think he's that sharp at the moment. He might be better at the shorter trips, but he can win, but he's well enough found in the betting. And Rose Alicia, number 12, next best. 7, 8, 3, 12.
For Greg Miles, it's number 3, Pay Up Bro, to beat 8, 12 and 2. 3, 8, 12 and 2. You mentioned last night, Dean, night racing back, and your good mate Robbie Griffiths winning the feature race, and Selenia just out in front with a lot of horses being held up back in the pack.
Yeah, I've watched the replay about 10 times, Andrew, and I still don't know how it won, but anyway, it did.
It just kept going.
Yeah. Well, it was 3 wide and it was out of trouble, I suppose, but it was big odds and blinkers on, and got the money. Good on him.
Yeah. I'm still looking for Here's the Chant. I've followed it up off the Chautauqua jump out, just as a speculative.
Is that the one you just look back in the field and it stayed there and never got a crack?
That's it. Yeah. That was the one. It finished a good 10th.
Yeah, I even had a little saving bet on Stop Making Sense, and it only got out late at the 50-1 and ran second, so it was good.
Yeah. No, it did
terrific,
you dive
terrific
through.
To watch.
Yes, it was. Yeah. No, why have you watched it 10 times?
Yeah. Just back to Corey Brown, he's been booked for Heavens Above in the Epsom next week.
Next week, he'll be here for sure. Let's move to one of the early big features of the day, the 1,000 Guineas Prelude Race 5.
Sponsored by Schweppes, of course, so they've got a sponsorship in Sydney and a sponsorship in Melbourne.
And tell us about the move here at Whispering Brook.
Oh, they've put it on like suntan lotion, Andrew. $4.80 is now a $2.50 favourite. I know you've got Sweet Sherry and Leotti coming out. Mm. Well, Sweet Sherry went up an $8 chance, Leotti at $4.40. But it was into $3 odd before the scratchings anyway. But $2.50 favourite, Whispering Brook here. Miss Rock at $13. Samara Dancer, $5. La Luna Ross at $12. I Am a Star at $9. Sort of Light, $41. Royal Tide, $41. Zam Zam, $31. Sweet Sherry out. Flying Jess, $71. Leotti out. Sebring Dream, $5.50. Inspired Estelle, $31. Legless Verve, scratch from Sydney to go to Melbourne, a $17 chance. Well, easily the best supported runner here, as I said, Whispering Brook. Second pick dollar-wise, not a great deal separating La Luna Rossa and Sebring Dream. In fact, when I say not a lot, $1. Okay. Separating those two runners. Samara Dancer, next pick. Then Miss Rock and I Am a Star.
How's the pace in this race, Dean? Is there plenty of it or not, mate?
I would think, Andrew, that Mick Price mentioned yesterday that Inspired Estelle from A Good Draw will be ridden forward, and she's going to be probably the leader with Whispering Brook coming across, and then probably your wild cards are whether Samara Dancer or Miss Rock out wide take a chance, but other than that, I think Inspired Estelle and Whispering Brook probably lead Sword of Light.
Okay, so Whispering Brook to come across from that draw. How do you see it? Who are you favouring?
Yeah, I'm with Whispering Brook. I thought she could win first up. But just looking at her that day, she just didn't quite look like a winner in the yard. She ran well with improvement to come. And this is a lovely option for her. I think she'll be hard to beat from 12, Sebring Dream, who's in the same race, just got totally out of position in that race and ran well. I'm sure from this draw, Craig Williams will be far more proactive. 3, Samara Dance has got an awkward draw to contend with, but ran very well first up and looked as though she had improvement in her. And Legless Verve, just an improving filly, ran well in the autumn stakes placed, won her maiden last start, next best from A Good Draw. 1, 12, 3 and 14.
Yeah, almost identical here. I think number 1, Whispering Brook, will win. As Dean said, not much pressure up front. Nick Hall can roll across, just take total control of the race. Terrific first up at the Valley, reported to have worked really well since. I think it just wins. Number 14, Legless Verve, the value. One okay first up, beat a couple of handy maidens there. She'll get a lovely run just behind the speed. 12, Sebring Dream, got lost first up and ran on well. And 3, Samara Dancer, good down the straight, just got that awkward barrier to overcome. One should be winning here from 14, 12 and 3.
And for Greg Miles, it's 1, Whispering Brook as well, to beat 4, 3 and 12. 1, 4, 3 and 12 in race 5. We get to the boys' guineas prelude now. Glenn, race 6.
Yeah, where Sacred Elixir is a $6.50 chance. Saraceno at 5. Seaburge, $7.50. Valiano at 23. Good standing scratch racing at Rose Hill. Archives, the $4.20 favourite. Throstle out. Wasn't Me, 15. Evacuation, $5.50. Yulong Shenghui at $31. Revolving Door, $16. Hardam at $21. So Si Bon at $31. Violate, $61. I'm Telling You, $31. BJ's Choice is $101. And Scratch the Bottom, too. Well, the visitors here are dominating this race here. The best supported runner dollar-wise is the Kiwi, and that is Saraceno in front of Archives, third pick Seaburge, fourth pick Sacred Elixir.
And Seaburge gets the blinkers here today, Dean.
Yeah, he does, Andrew. He didn't have a lot of room last start. I've still got a little query on him around Caulfield, but yeah, the blinkers on first time from a pretty good draw.
How's it set up, this one over the 1,400?
Look, I think there'll be pressure here. I think Saraceno from an inside draw is going to hold a spot. I think Revolving Door will hold a spot from Barrier 2. And again, Mick Price has mentioned that Yulong Shenghui with the blinkers on will be pushing forward. So the inside three draws have got Speed, Archives, Evacuation and Valiano out wide. So there's a fair bit of pressure early.
All right, Mark, how do you see the Guineas prelude, race 6?
I don't like the race at all, Andrew. Well, look, I'm going to tip number 9, Evacuation, who will certainly need luck from out there. It'll press forward and look for a spot up the front. Looks sort of like a horse that will just keep building its momentum. If it has early luck, it'll be hard to run down to beat number 6, Archives. Good up the straight. It looks like there's a spot for it there to slot in and get a lovely run, 4th or 5th. 1, Sacred Elixir. If they do keep burning and burning up front, it's the one that'll be charging. And 3, Seaburge. Just about D-Day for Seaburge. Gets the blinkers on. Maybe never had a lot of room last time. Not sure it would have finished a lot closer. 9, 6, 1 and 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Archives. I think it's an ideal draw for him. If they do go too hard, he can just come back that little bit, but he's out in plenty of room, and he's a big sort of gangly style of horse. I thought his run first up was terrific. 1,400's going to suit. He's got a great winning chance from 2, Saraceno. Just got to run a strong 1,400, but he's going to be up on the speed. I think he can run well. Seaburge, yeah, it's getting close to D-Day for him, and I still think he's a better horse on the bigger track, but the blinkers go on, and the first time this time in, Revolving Door's drawn a decent gate, and I think he can get a good run and run a better race. But, yeah, it's either Archives for me or I'm not sure. I think it's an open race outside of him. 6, 2, 3, 11.
And for Greg Miles, he likes the six as well, Archives, to beat 9, 3 and 2. 6, 9, 3 and 2 in the Caulfield Guineas prelude for race caller Greg Miles. We get to the two group ones now. Dean, there's been a lot of discussion, obviously, with Under the Louvre since Rob came out on Thursday morning. I think it was Thursday morning, and said that pretty well, due to the barrier, Under the Louvre wouldn't run. It's going to be interesting how trainers start playing this Australian rules of racing now, isn't it?
Well, it's no different to as it was last week or the week before. Yep. It was just that he made a comment. I think if Counter-Attack had been a scratching, like, you know, if, say, one of the Guineas Prelude runners today in the fillies said, oh, yeah, we'll scratch from Wadra, and then Leote scratched, and you go, oh, well, gee, that race is weakened, I'll change my tune. So had the race changed around... I just think the Roberts off the cuff remark was reported, and it just blew out of control.
Yeah, and aren't they changing the rules after the carnival regarding scratching? Something about not paying the scratching fee and your horse stands down for 30 days.
No, that's with a vet certificate.
Yeah, that's with the vet. Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
that's in place now.
Yeah, if you've got a dual acceptor,
that's it. You've got a nono by
Saturday.
5 o'clock of the.
That's the rule here. Our rule is Thursday.
We don't have dual acceptors.
But anyway, that's coming in. Beyond all that, this is the current market with Tab fixed odds for the Sir Rupert Clark.
Yeah, Under the Louvre out. Extravagant, $9.50. Rangi Poe at 51. Fast and Rockin', 21. Charmed Harmony out. Counter Attack, $3.20 in favourite. Voodoo Lad at $4.40. Tycoon Tara out. It's running at Rose Hill. Tavachi, $8.50. Badawiya, 31. Bonorum, $5.50. Thames Court at 17. Tilopia at 31. Well Sprung at 31, Jungle Edge 81, and Mr. Individual is a $17 chance. Well, as you would fully expect, a really, really strong betting race here. Very little separating Voodoo Lad and Counter Attack here, but when we put the market up on Monday, they only wanted to back two runners. That was Voodoo Lad and Extravagant. Since we've gone final field, it's Voodoo Lad fractionally in front of Counter Attack. Third pick is now Bonorum. And fourth pick would be Thames Court, actually.
Okay, that's the one for Corey Brown. Pace in this race, Dean?
Andrew, a little bit of it's been scratched, but certainly I think Extravagant, Mr. Individual, Thames Court, Jungle Edge from out wide, maybe Better Wire from out wide.
Okay, you mentioned Charmed Harmony coming out changes that. How do you see it?
I like Counter Attack. He's been on the verge of being a Group 1 horse for a fair while, and... this is a lovely race for him. He should have won first up. And that form, I think, is superior to the local form. Tavachi, I think, is a much more rounded racehorse than we saw down here in the autumn when he won on protest over Palantino in the CSA Stakes. His first up run was good. Seven Voodoo Lad was an extraordinary win, given that he's usually an on-pace runner. He missed the start, was ridden back over race, but still powered home. There's a lot of interference back to the inside, but he still ripped home very well. And Bonorum, who I would have preferred a wider draw for him. I think he's a horse that really likes his room, but if he does get that room and get into a good rhythm, he's a chance. He won on this day last year, winning the Guineas Prelude. So I've put them in 6, 9, 7 and 11.
Yeah, I like number 11 each way, Bonorum. I think they'll be good speed up the front. They'll spread out. You get a beautiful run. I think you've got the perfect profile for this race. Good win last time, and his form lined up with Tavachi ties through the whole race. So I think you'll get a beautiful run and good each way odds. To beat number 16, Mr. Individual, I think they'll be very aggressive from their barrier. I think they'll lead. And, I think he'll take a stack of running down around Caulfield. A 9, Tavachi, I just hope they don't ride it too close from the good barrier. It was good down the straight. And 7, Voodoo Lad, had a couple of goes at 1,400. Looks to run it okay. It should be the one, probably on the back of Counter Attack or somewhere there, chiming in down the middle. 11, 16, 9 and 7.
Greg Miles also likes Bonorum number 11. He fences it to beat 6, 9 and 7. 11, 6, 9 and 7 for Greg in race 7. The other group one is the Underwood, and as we know, our Ivanhoe galloped this morning after cutting its leg there on Thursday. So it's scratched today, but it galloped this morning at Mornington and is certainly on the way to the Turnbull.
Yeah, and back to the previous Dino, you would have been very happy to hear Chris Waller's comments about Counter Attack this morning. Yeah. Especially when Andrew tried to decipher his symbols on
his
sheet with all these horses.
He had sheets of paper in front of me, Dean, and I just couldn't understand. He had big 4X, though, and he did tell us that Counter Attack was the one. The big 4X is right beside it, Dean.
That's exciting, Andrew.
Okay.
Any luck with the code or other than the 4X?
No, apart from the 4Xs.
Were there any thumbs down?
No, it wasn't. But the big 4Xs, he was pleasant. He was happy enough to say it was Counter Attack.
And also gave us an indication where a couple of his fillies are going.
Yes.
Cezanne.
He's going to the flight. To the flight with Oh My Sword.
Yeah, Foxplay and
Foxplay and Awoke. Foxplay's 1,000 guineas.
Yeah,
and Awoke will be at Flemington Sunday tomorrow week.
Edward Manifold.
Yeah, the Edward Manifold. Yeah. So that was as it stands right now, I emphasise.
Okay. And Oh My Sword works here today.
After race one.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. All right, the market.
Right, here we go on the Underwood. Prince of Penzance, $26. Blackheart Bart favourite, $2.60. Our Ivanhoe out. The Cleaner, $21. Jackanite Bay at $31. Awesome Rock, $5.50. Hiyoshi, $11. Tarzino, $10. Tavago, $14. Howard Be Thy Name, $71. Lucia Valentina, a $4 chance. When the market went up on Monday, they were only interested in two runners, and that was Blackheart Bart and Awesome Rock. Since we went final field, best back runner, Lucia Valentina, the bottom one here. Did actually go up four, got to 4.20 back into four. Second pick, dollar-wise, is Awesome Rock. And third pick is Blackheart Bart.
Okay, much pace?
Well, you've got the Cleaner out wide. It's a good draw for him. He can just take his time to come across and lead probably the likes of Awesome Rock, Jack and Obey, Blackheart Bart, I'd imagine.
Okay, which way in the Group 1 Underwood for you, Mark?
Down the bottom, Andrew, Lucia Valentina. I like her. I thought she was really good first up. They probably rode her close to keep in touch with Winx. She was a bit flat-footed ridden that way, but once she flattened out late, she was really strong to the line. She's got an electric turn of foot. I think if she can just park midfield, get the run through behind that sort of trailing bunch that Dean mentioned, get into the clear in the straight, I reckon she'll get over the top. The beat number two, Blackheart Bart. Look, the dry track will help him. He does still have to run the 1,800 metres. He was beaten by a very good horse last time with a big gap at the third. Six Awesome Rock, if you take what you see on face value, he's got a great hope from that Mooney Valley win. And one Prince of Penzance. He was terrific at Flemington. He's right back on track. He'll be very strong late. 11, 2, 6 and 1.
I like 11 Lucia Valentina also. I just think for all the reasons Mark's mentioned, and I think when she gets in the clear, she'll have the best turn of foot to run them down. Blackheart Bart, I think he's better served back at Caulfield. I think 1,800 at Caulfield will suit him better than being exposed that bit early at Flemington and being run down by a good horse in Palantino. Awesome Rock was good at Mooney Valley, and extra distance, no problem. And Hiyoshi's going to get a very cheap run. Don't think he can turn the tables on Blackheart Bart, but he can get around the placings. 11, 2, 6 and 7.
For Greg Miles, he likes Blackheart Bart number 2 to beat 6, 7 and 8. 2, 6, 7 and 8 in race 8. Glenn, bring us home over the 1,100.
Yeah, we've got Shidell here, the toppy at $5. General Truce at $21. Reldas out. Sea Lord, $51. Craftiness out. Alpha Miss, $14. Ins and Out at $5. Playmaster, $41. Atmospherical, $13. Travinda, $18. Regis at $5.50. Hellbent, the favourite, at $3.50. Inspector 61, Mert the Flirt out, Sunday Escape 21, and El Prado Gold is a scratching. The best back runner here is the toppy in Shidell, but it has sat $5 for a very, very long while now after going up 6. Second most popular runner is Hellbent, who went back up $3.40 this morning, but their boys have pushed it to $3.50. Third pick a fair way away is actually General Truce at the odds, who they've taken $26 about this morning, now 21.
Okay, Dean in the last.
I like Shidell. I think she ran well fresh. Looking at her that day, she just didn't look like a winner. She hadn't got her spring coat. She just looked as though that run would improve her a lot, and she doesn't have to improve much to win this race, I don't think. Hellbent was really dynamic, sprinting late at Sale. It was a big win. I think one of the two should probably win, one from 12. 11, Regis, first full preparation for the Weir Stable, and 7, Ins and Outs, next best. 1, 12, 11, 7.
Same four numbers. I think number 12, Hellbent, can win. Terrific win at Sale. Complete form turnaround from Caulfield. I think it'll follow Shidell across. It will control the race. And the way it sprinted last start, it's clearly, I think it can get over the top to beat number 7, Ins and Out, who doesn't win very often. It's trial well, gets a lovely run just behind them. 1, Shidell, looks the leader without too much pressure and fitter for that first up run. 11, Regis, just drawn awkwardly but sure to be running on late. 12, 7, 1 and 11.
And for Greg Miles, it's 1 Shidell to be 12, 11 and 9. 1, 12, 11 and 9. Mark, what's your best, mate?
Race 5, number 1, Whispering Brook, and race 9, number 12, Hellbent. Andrew?
Race 9, number 12. Good luck tonight, mate, or I think it starts a bit after 5. I hope Lockie plays really well and the Bulldogs can make the granny. Hope it's a good day.
Thanks, Hoss.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like the first. I like Jalen Jalen in the first race, 1, number 5, and each way in the Guineas Prelude, race 6, number 6, Archives.
Archives, race 6, number 6. Any thoughts up here, mate? Have you? I know you would have done the stuff for Formline Thursday.
Yes, I thought good value chance was Bring Me the Bling in race 4, number 10. I liked a recent trial after its first up win, and I think First Seal's terrific odds in the Golden Pendant. I thought she could win.
Race seven, number one. All right, mate, we'll hear from you right through the day. Enjoy the big Group 1 day of racing down there.
You will. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester. Glenn, just leave us with something short and smart.
Yeah, well, Bring Me the Bling, Andrew, is a $10 chance, and First Seal is a $3 chance if you're looking at those of Dino's there. Jockey's Challenge, though, at Caulfield. Craig Williams, $1.25. We've got some real shorties in the Jockey's Challenge today. Nicholas Hall, $7.50. Damien Oliver at $9. Damien Lane at $12. Karen McAvoy, $15. Any other jockey, $21. Dwayne Dunn, $51. Michael D, $71. Christian Reith's got a great book here at Rose Hill. He's the $2.50 favourite in the Jockey's Challenge. Just in front of Blake Shin at $2.70. James McDonald, $4.40. Timmy Clark's at $8. Any other jockey, $18. Ty Anglin, $31. Brent Navdella and Rory Hutchings, $51. Give it to Jeff Lloyd already, according to the market at Eagle Farm. 5 winners last Saturday. $1.14 today in the Jockey's Challenge at Eagle Farm. Any other jockey, $10. Robbie Fradd, $14. Jim Byrne, $18. Damien Brown and Josh Oliver, $21. Brad Stewart, $23. Tegan Harrison, $31. And at Royal Kembla today, Chad Lever, $2.25, Jeff Penza, $2.80, Mitchell Bell, $4.40, The Duck, Paul King at $11, Nick Haywood, $17, any other jockey, $18, Adrian Leighton, Blake McDougall, $51. A really, really good race there, the first today at Kembla. A couple of very handy horses, Brothers in Arms and Grinch Show.
Okay, looking forward to that. We'll have a preview in about 10 minutes. A late scratching in that Tab Highway here, take note. Race 3, number 18, Red Hot Tango, which was looking for a jockey, but it's a late one because there's no jockeys available. So take note, a late scratching here in the third at Rose Hill. Race 3, number 18, Red Hot Tango.
Geez, that's unfortunate for the connections coming down, Andrew, from up from Goulburn.
Obviously, largest field of the day, and they've struggled, so it's been forced. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey from TAB. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with Michael Maxworthy and a look at Eagle Farm.
At Bing Lee, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bing Lee, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
Ben has rung in with a message for a very special person.
That's right. This one's for Mark Geyer. Oh, I couldn't love a bloke more. With a 91 grand final on the line, he regathered Canberra's short drop out and set up the winning try.
That's breathtaking. It's easy to love a bet these NRL finals because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the decider.
TAB, we love a bet.
Visit tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Spring is here and the one to follow team is fired right up. They invite you to get amongst the winners with a free trial offer for their tried and tested Super 6 product. Super 6 gives you the 6 best value chances from around the country every Saturday and Wednesday. Don't miss your chance to hop on board this Saturday for free. This special offer is for this week only. Hit the website now and get this Saturday's Super 6 for next. onetofollow.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. We love Spring Carnival and we bet you'll love our great racing offers. Visit tab.com.au for details. TAB, we love a bet.
It's 25 minutes to 10 here on Sky Sports Radio. Time to look at Eagle Farm in Brisbane. We'll go through the scratchings first and then Michael Maxworthy will be joining us. The track is a soft 5, but earlier on this morning, Sean Bridges said he expects a track upgrade there with fine weather. The rail's out at 8.5 metres. The scratchings, they start in race 1, number 5. Race 2, the scratching again, number 5. Race 3, number 6. Race 4, 7 and 9. Race 5, number 8. Race 6, takeout 1, 13, 15, 16 and 17. Race 7, 4, 13, 15 and 16. And race 8, it's 4, 9, 14, 15, 17 and 19. And we say good morning to Michael Maxworthy in Brisbane.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, we've got a magnificent day here in Brisbane for the 8-race card at Eagle Farm. And I think you're right. I think that prediction of an upgrade into the good is imminent. So whether it's before the first or after, we'll just have to wait and see. But it's very warm, mid-20s here. The penetrometer, not that it means a lot to a lot of people, it's 4.71, but it in fact is the lowest that it's been since this new track reopened back in June. So with a rail of 8.5 metres, I'm hoping that we get back to proper racing here at Eagle Farm as we used to know it. I think the inside section will be okay. I don't think there'll be any need for jockeys to get wide, except for perhaps the last couple of races.
All right, we'll monitor that as we go through them. In the first race, Denominator, number 4, is the $2.25 favourite over 7, Santelmo, at $2.70 with Tab fixed odds.
Andrew, usually these 2,200-metre staying contests can be a little bit ho-hum, but this is a really good race. I loved Denominator. He did the right thing by us last Saturday here at Eagle Farm. Today's his 13th run this preparation, but he certainly hasn't shown any signs of slowing down. And with Michael Heggie going onto a horse that he knows pretty well, Santelmo, Jeff Lloyd picks up the ride on Denominator. He's pretty simple to ride. Heggie got it right last week. Just let them go, because he can hesitate, he can be a bit sluggish at the start, and then just let him wind up. I think he's the one to beat 7, Santelmo. Like Denominator, he loves it here over this trip at Eagle Farm. Number 6, the mare, My Diamantine. She'll just sit back and plod home into probably third spot. And Anton Onavotti's going for 4 on the trot. He loves it here as well. He's just getting up where it hurts in the handicaps with 58. But I think Denominator can win the opening event, 4-7, 6-1.
Okay, 4-7, 6-1 in the first. Race 2 here, it's for the 3-year-olds over the 1,000 metres, Maxie.
Very good race, Andrew. We've got 5 last start winners here, a number of them coming out of, easier maiden grade, whereas number 1, Nikoni Lagira, a 3-year-old filly by Nikoni, trained by Chris Muntz, she's had a prep, a spell, and she returned with another win. So she's actually had 2 wins. And with the claim, I think she's very well in with 56 kilos. And I'm sort of measuring her ability in a race back in April. She ran 2nd. She was just touched off by Oink. She drew barrier number 11 over the 1,100. She showed terrific speed. It was only the last stride that Oink picked her up. And she returned in a blaze of glory at the Gold Coast. I think she represents one of the better bets on the card, Nikoni Lagira. Granted, a few of these that are coming off for maiden wins have looked impressive. In particular, the 6 Rumba Queen, Petone Gollum. She has high speed. She was very good at the race debut. 2, Manias for Rob Heathcote. He's always had a bit of a rap on this 3-year-old Denman gelding. He was good in his maiden victory at Doomben, getting back off a hot speed and running on. You don't often see 2-year-olds do that at their first start, so he's above average. And number 2, Bite Hard, is coming out of a good win at the Sunshine Coast. Good quality 3-year-old contest, this one. But I really like the one, Nikoni Lagira, to beat 6, 2, and 3.
Okay, 1, 6, 2, and 3 there. To race number 3, the benchmark 85, and Privlaka number 9, the favourite here at $3.10 over He's a Bobby Dazzler at $5.50, and Alpen Rose also $5.50.
I've gone for the Heathcote pair here, 9 Privlaka, ahead of the 8 Alpen Rose. Privlaka, he won 2 in a row last campaign before being turned down for a spell or 2 campaigns back. And then Robbie returned him and threw him in the deep end. He ran in the Mick Gipman, he ran in the Gold Coast Guineas and the Fred Best. All good runs. He didn't pull up that well out of the Fred Best. He pulled up with some muscle soreness behind counter-attack. He was only beaten 4 lengths, so he gave him plenty of time to get over that. I think he's been jumping out okay, Privlaka. To my way of thinking, out of all of these horses, he is the one most likely to go forward. So we'll go with him, number 9. The stablemate, the 8 Alpen Rose, she's backing up. She ran 4th here behind Bank of Chance 7 days ago. She's drawn to get a lovely run. He's a Bobby Dazzler's excellent first up. I did see him finish 2nd in a recent jump out. Just a little bit of an awkward alley, but he is good. And then number 1, the likely leader, Gojo Mimo. He's been jumping out well too. He's very fast. I think from that wide alley, he'll probably take up the lead. But look out for Privlaka, number 9 to Storm Home here. So 9-8, 3-1 in the third.
Race number 4 is over the 1,400 metres with tab.com.au fixed odds. Secret Puzzle, number 1 at 250, dominates it here. Maxi over 5, Magic I Am at $4.60.
Well, she's had some very tough racing, Secret Puzzle, but she is one tough four-year-old mare. She ran fourth behind Bound for Love over the mile when leading last week, and she's just not a miler. She's had four goes now over that trip, and she's finished just outside of the money. So Les Ross is backing her up. She's had a very easy week, back to 1,400. Little bit of an awkward alley, but she has high speed, and clearly her form is superior to the opposition. She just needs to back up. She should win Secret Puzzle to beat number 5, Magic I Am, who's drawn a little bit awkwardly. I'm thinking that Secret Puzzle and One Auspicio might be the two leaders, and Magic I Am might be able to tail them up, and that gives her a chance. Then the 11, Victory Parade, who has speed 2, going for 3 on the trot for Toby Edmonds. And number 3, Ultimate Dreamer, is a bit of a wild card runner here, but 1 to beat 5, 11 and 3.
To race number 5, this is the open handicap over the 1,200. Three Hidden Pearls back there in Brisbane today at $2.50. 7 Sunny Legend at $4 and 10 Prompt Return at $5.50.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how Hidden Pearl goes today. She's up to 1,200 metres. I thought her effort at Randwick in the Concours behind Felines was okay. It was a heavy 10 and she did get very tired the last 200 metres. So she's got to get over that. Get back to Brisbane, up to 1,200 metres, where her record is 2 goes for 1 win and a third. Look, I'm just going to take a chance here on the 7, Sony Legend, whose 2 runs back have been exemplary. In particular, first up here at Eagle Farm, he loves it here. He flew home and scored by 2.5 lengths. Then he went to Doom and he got the inside run and scored again. They've been in 85, so he's upper class, but for that, he drops 3 kilos. And Larry Cassidy has done an extraordinary job to get down to ride him at the minimum here, 54. So I'm with the 7, Sony Legend, to finish off strongly here, to beat Hidden Pearl. El Sasso, he'll stalk the speed and run on. He's a definite top 3 show. And then I've got Prompt Return in there. Should get a nice soft run. 1,200 metres just stretches Prompt Return, but the inside alley gives Prompt Return a chance of running in the top 4. 7, 3, 4 and 10.
Maxi, we're here at the OB van at Rose Hill, and Ronnie Duffus, he's wandered off, and I'm left here with the technician, Scotty, and Munsey's finished, but he brought this morning some quiches, potato quiches and things like that, and the smell of them has come through my studio door.
Is that right?
Glenn is eating one right now, and fair dinkum, mate. Can you take over the rest of the show? It is a beautiful smell, mate. Oh, bring it on, 10:30. Just don't take them, Munsey. Make sure you leave me one. Oh, Maxie.
I thought you were having the pies this morning. Oh, the tip was the pies would come up the OB van. But I'll tell you what, you've gone up a notch there with those quiches by the sounds of it.
Quiches, and I tell you what, the smell's just come through the door there. Oh, mate, jeez, please.
Do you want me just to finish this off on my own, Hoss?
No, we'll be right, mate. Race number 6, the Class 3 here. Number 8, Mr. Wind, the favourite at $2.50, over the 9 at $3.60, and then the 5 at $7.50.
Well, Toby Edmonds is a pretty conservative chap, but he's almost declared this, Mr. Wind, coming off a midweek maiden win, and he did do it in style. But he's drawn one of the outside gates here. He jumps straight up to Class 3. You've got to respect his judgment. And Jeff Lloyd rides from wide gates particularly well here at Eagle Farm. But look, I'm going with Rob Heathcote's filly, number 9 here, Biddy Babe, to beat the boom horse, Mr. Wynn. I love this this filly's last campaign. She put together back-to-back wins before going out for a break. And in particular, her last win back on the 25th of June, she beat some pretty solid Saturday standard horses. Most important was second. The only concern I've got about Biddy Babe is that she is first up since then, whereas Mr. Wind has had the run. But I'm just going to take the punt on the 9 here, Biddy Babe to win. I think she can go a lot further than Class 3. She could be a black type horse. To beat number 8, Mr. Wind, if he can offset that awkward alley, and if the wraps are right, he probably wins it. But I'm just going to take a punt on Biddy Babe. 9 to beat 8. The 5 Powerful Saga was unlucky when second first up. No clear running over the final part. And then number 2, Rebel Door. It gets fairly thin thereafter. I clearly think these two will fight it out at the 9 from the 8.
Okay, 9 over the 8 in race number 6. Race 7, this is over the 1840 with the barrier today, the rail out at 8.5 metres. 1 Brazen Moss, 3.10. Deconstructed number 2 at $5 and Raffinato number 6, $5.50. They absolutely dominate it. The next price is out of $10.
Andrew, what's the price of the 12 here? Now, I was going to go on and have something on the 12 here each way at about $31. Now, I've been sitting here in my motel room in Brisbane like an old-time waltzer. I picked the phone up, and I think it's into about 16 or 17.
Yeah, $18 you can get right now. So you've missed the boat. Luke Tarrant takes the ride on number 12.
Yeah, well, look, the top two in the market here, Brazen Moss and Deconstructed, well, pound for pound, they're better than the rest of the opposition. But, geez, they're just not winning. I think Brazen Moss, he's only won one of his last 9 starts, and he's had 7 seconds. Look, he can win it. Deconstructed is another one that doesn't win out of turn. He can win it as well. But I just thought, third leg of the quaddie, I'm just going to go and, you know, have a bet on something at a bit of a price. And I've come up with the 12, Rock on Ivy. His last two runs, or her last two runs, have been terrific at the midweeks. Two back, was only beaten a length behind Raffinada, who's right in the market here, and finished ahead of Gouldian. So I can see why some of the smart punters out there have jumped on Rock on Ivy each way. Now, she's got a back up from last Wednesday at Doom, but only 4 days ago. But I like the way she found the line in a stop-start race. I think she's looking for the 1800. At the price, you could do a lot worse and have something each way on her. So that's the way I'm going to play this. Go for the roughy each way, number 12, to beat 1 Brazen Moss, 2 Deconstructed, and number 6 Raffinado.
Okay, so those numbers are 12. And I'll get the other ones, Maxie.
1, 2, and 6.
Sorry, mate. Bernadette Cooper has arrived, and she's eating my quiches, Maxie. Oh, that's why I was broken up. 12, 1, 2, and 6 in race number 7. And Glenn Munsey's just told me that's been 31 into that price this morning, Rock on Ivy. 31 into 18 this morning.
Just rub it in, Munsey. I can't believe I've been sitting here just like an old-time waltzer. The last on the cards. I've gone for one at a bit of a price here, too. Now, I know on Tab last week he was heavily back, number 12, Friendly Dragon, coming off an eye-catching first up, fourth behind Hidden Pearl. Now, he didn't show up second up over the shorter 1,200 metres. This guy's won 6 races. 5 of them have been over today's trip, 1,400 metres. I think this is weaker than what he met last week. It'll need to be because he was well beaten. But I think his record, now that he's had 2 runs back, his record over the trip, 2 runs back, I think he's worth another play for 12, Friendly Dragon. To beat number 8, Mr. Jet Set, 3rd up to 1,400 is good. 7 Bushy's been ultra consistent. And number 2 first up, a Blue Lion, I'd be throwing into the exotic bet types. But 12 each way at a good price to beat 8, 7 and 2 in the last.
So they're the 8 races. What's your best there, Maxie?
I've got one at a bit of a price in race 2, number 1, Nikoni Lagira, and then race 5, number 7, Sony Ledger.
Race 5, number 7. So 2-1 and 5-7 for Michael Maxworthy at Eagle Farm. We'll wait for that track upgrade. It's a soft 5 at this stage. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, and enjoy those quiches. Don't let Bernie get too many of them.
Good on you. Michael Maxworthy there looking at Brisbane. We're going straight to Kembla Grange. The scratching's there on a good 4 and the weather fine. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 3, 9, 10 and 13. The 3rd clear, race 4, the 3 emergencies, 13, 14 and 15. Race 5, take out 1 and 6. Race 6, it's 10, 12 and 14. Race 7, number 6, and race 8, 5 and 8. And Wayne Harris, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
We've got a fine day down there.
Good fine weather. Like these couple of months, Wollongong's named, I think it's the Windy City by the Sea or something, and these couple of months we do get a bit of wind and it's dried the track out fairly well. As you know, we've got a good 4 here today, so yeah, it's a nice day, hardly a cloud in the sky, a bit of a breeze, but good program ahead.
All right, well, this first race is offering up plenty of the class 2. Brother in Arms at $1.85, Grincho at $2.30. Might be a reasonably small lineup, but a lot of interest.
They'll fight it out, Andrew. I've gone 1, 2, 4, 5. I went against him the other day, Brother in Arms. He was second up, 61.5 kilos. The stop-start affair, he did a very, very good job to carry the weight to win there. I think his horse has come back this prep in very, very good form. He's only a veteran of six starts, two wins and two placings, and his two runs this time in here and his home track have been very, very good. So I'm going to put him on top. Grincho, it's the query horse. He's only lightly raced himself. Good winner of a Hawkesbury Maiden last start from the Stronger Dolphin camp, so now he'll come here hard and fit. Of the others, I've thrown you four Determined Lass, who's been around the money at the provincials, and five Hard Go Joe, whose country form's okay, but it'll be between the top two here, luck in running. 1, 2, 4, 5.
To race number two, a maiden over the mile. Four Loud Enough's the favourite here at $2.25.
Chris Waller has a good hand here. He's got four runners. I've gone 7, 6, 4, and 8. Now, these two they'll put on top. They went around the same race here behind Godolphin or Chicago Stomp the other day, and Nothing Box did beat the other horse home, Mozart's Work. But it didn't have a great deal of luck, Mozart's Work. Now, they're both going to 1,600 metres here today. Nothing Box is a stay in. It's had the two career runs for two very good placings on the Beaumont and Derek Kembla. And he fights very hard, I think. So I've got him on top of his stablemate, Mozart's Work. I just got held up at a vital stage the other day. If it got out, it would have made it interesting, I think. So luck in running here today. We'll see what happens. Loud Enough. He's a better horse when he's ridden up on the speed, as he was here at his last start. He led them up, was beaten by Albalissa, but gee, he was brave in the end, so I've got to throw him in there somewhere. Another one of the Waller horses, Prince Morpheus, number 8, I'll throw him in. He's been in the mark of his past couple of starts, so obviously he's going okay and just needs a touch of luck. 7, 6, 4, and 8.
Race 3, the fillies and mares maiden over the 1,300. Lacine, number 5, at 2.30 for Star Thoroughbreds. 3 Sovereign Wealth at 6. And 2 Baby Shoes at $6.50.
I'm trying to tip something to beat Lucienne, but I can't, Andrew. I've gone 5, 3, 1, and 11. She's got a little bit of a bad habit of being slow away. She's getting expensive for punters. Her first up run here at Kembla was quite good the other day. She was slow away. Sort of got held up at a vital stage and found the line okay. So I think luck in running today and a little bit longer distance, I think she can nearly break a maiden today. I went number 3, Sovereign Wealth. I tipped this the other day and it was very, very easy in the market in the same race the other day. And it was ridden right up on the speed. Could be better when ridden a little bit quieter. I'm not telling people how to ride their horses, but its first start, it got back and hit the line quite well when running third across. But so I think you forgive it for that run the other day and give it a good chance again here today. 1 Denham Street from the astute Greg Hickman stable. First starter. Its trials have been all right. I'm sure it'll have fanciers here. I've thrown a roughie in. I was going to throw in Baby Shoes, but then I've thrown number 11, Yusina. It's only had the one career run. Just watch for improvement. It trialled quite well before it went to Goulburn the other day, and I thought it found the line okay. Big odds. I think it's worth considering. 5, 3, 1, 11.
5, 3, 1, and 11 in race number 3. Race 4 at Kembla with Tab fixed odds. Number 9, Raise an Army at $3.50. Over 5, Skillful at $4.20. And the Toppy Rogue Missile at $5.
Very good maiden here, Andrew. A couple of very smart horses, I think. I've gone this way. 9, 1, 5, and 6. I thought number 9, which is Raise an Army. He's from the Waller camp. Chad Lever rides. He rode him here the other day, and it was his first run with blinkers. Geez, I thought it was a much improved run from his run's first prep. He was around the money first prep, but I just think he's come back a little bit stronger this time on the back of some nice trials. So I think he found the line okay the other day. I'm going with him on top. Rogue Missile, he loomed up to win the other day, and he just found wanting. He'd been off the scene for quite a while, and I think he's been placed his 3 career runs. So that's up to 1,300 metres here, but he'll look the winner at some part of the race. He's a smart horse, just obviously got a few issues. Other chances, I thought number 5, Skillful, been placed its past 2 starts. Good third, first up at Hawkesbury. I think that was quite a strong maiden too. Stepping up to 1,300 metres could easy win the race. And number 6, Stand Alert's first up run from a 10-month break was quite good here at Kembla. He'll strip better as well. So 9-1. 5 and 6.
To race number 5, benchmark 65. Number 8, Bit Dusty here at 2.80. Equal favourite with Foxtails at 2.80. And then out to 2, Run Louis Run at $5.50.
I've thrown them on top, the two favourites you've mentioned, Andrew. 9, 8, 2 and 3 are my numbers. She looks pretty smart, number 9, Foxtails. Nick Olive doesn't bring horses up here that much, but she's an on-pace runner. 3 starts, 2 wins, and a very good third before going for a spell. And a nice race there at Kembla behind Super 2, who goes very, very well. So I think its win first up at Canberra recently was terrific. Just bolted in out middle of the track on a very heavy track. I think she's quite talented, so I've got her on top. Number eight, Bit Dusty. He was a good winner on the Beaumont track, and he beat quite a strong maiden there. And then they threw him in the deep end in the Group 3 in the Ming Dynasty behind Swear. And he was there and just didn't finish off. Back to provincial grade, blinkers on, got to be considered. Pretty sure one of them two will win the race. I've thrown Run Louie Run in here, fitted for one run back, and he does go well here at this track. And I thought number three, Centro Superior, was just off the track all the way the other day, and that was a sort of below average run for him. Can run better. 9, 8, 2, and 3.
Okay, to race number 6. This is a fillies and mares benchmark over the 1,200. 4, Miss Ally May at $5. Joint favourite was 7, Nasak at 5. And there's another one at 5. It is, gee, that's an open sort of race, Wayne. 13, Wild Ava at 5. So numbers 4, 7 and 13, all at $5.
Very nice race, Andrew. I think the winner of this could probably go to town and win. I've gone this way, 7, 13, 6 and 4. When Nasak won a maiden here at Kembla, one from the James Cummings camp, I made it a horse to follow. It took it to Canterbury its next run, ran into Suzanne, and I think it'll give it another chance. I don't know what happened to it there. It was up in the speed and just failed, but it might just appreciate a firmer track here today because it was a good track when it did win. It was a soft when it was beaten at Canterbury. So the way she won here at Canterbury on at Kembla on debut, she's better than that last start run. Got her on top. I thought number 13, Wild Ava, she's hard to get a guide on. She's only had the one career run, and that was back in May. She bolted in at Bathurst speed at, I know, below par field probably, but she trialled out of her skin recently. Very, very strong trial beyond the Geraghty and Russian Revolution, horses like that. So from barrier one, Paul King to ride for Mark Connors, I think it's going to be very, very competitive here. Then we go to number 6, Martha Mary. It's got very good Goulburn and Wagga form. That's from very astute Danny Williams stable, so he doesn't bring them here very often. They normally run well. Now, I thought number 4 with Joe, Miss Ellie May, hard to get a guide on it. One start from the Waterhouse Pot Stable and won very well. Was a preacher ride in front the other day. If we can get that again here today, it should be hard to run down. So very good field, Andrew. 7, 13, 6 and 4.
Lot of interest in that one. To race 7, a benchmark 59. Longs Wan Feng, number 2, the favourite here at $3. Ladabao Town, number 7 at $4.40, along with number 8, Peter John.
I've gone 2, 1, 8, 7. I'm going to make him a good thing. Number 2, Long Wan Feng, Andrew. He's Bjorn Baker's got a good habit of taking these horses around the country and letting them win and get a bit of confidence. I think he's got better with each run. He won his maiden 2 runs ago by a big space, and then he hit the line hard the other day, and it just got up on the line, but he was going away from them at the end. He's been favourite those 2 runs. Both those runs on very heavy tracks. So I'm just going to, I suppose, a little bit of a query come back to the good track here, but either way, he's winning. I think he's a horse on the improve. He's on top. Bootlegging, put it in a shock alert.